heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to MakeTheConnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Away we go with another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It seems like, and I say this almost every week, seems like just a few minutes ago we did last week's overview. The charts are here, fresh off the presses, hot from the hands of Michael Harrison and his staff at Talkers Magazine. The overview of what's going on, top 10 stories that have been covered by most News Talk stations, whether they be local conversations with local hosts or the national syndicated stuff, it's all here as part of the perusal for the week of March 8th to the 12th. So that's what we have in store for you during this hour with the DJ Beers, including Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We're all here to go through these items. I suppose there are a lot of things that have juggled around here toward the end of the week, like the Biden discussion, the business of having a 20-minute press conference. Did he take questions or he just?
No, he didn't take any questions.
No. Okay. All right. Wonder why? Did anybody know why he didn't take questions? Isn't that usually what happens?
Well, even the media, which has given him a lot of cover over the past, is like, okay, this is like a record setting thing. Like, you combine the time that it's taken the last few presidents to do a press conference and combined it, I mean, it's record setting how long it's taken him. So. People want to see him answer questions and do it and talk about the border crisis and talk about the vaccines and talk about all of this stuff, and he has not done it yet. And his White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, keeps saying, yeah, we're going to do it. So,
yeah. Well, a lot of the address and a lot of the focus this week has been on the anniversary of the COVID shutdown. News media always loves anniversaries, so this was the week that was, in a manner of speaking. It all started in sort of a full flush a year ago this week, and most of us have felt it and not liked it by any stretch of the imagination for the past year. And the headlines, if you will, our discussion topics, the things that have been on the top of the list other than Donald Trump and the election, have all had to do with COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats. People love all of that stuff, and it has gone on and on and on. This week, in fact, is number three behind the – this is quickly raced – number two this week, quickly raced to the top of the heap. That is the situation on the border. I know a lot of news media that likes Biden not focusing on this, but this was a real misstep, I think, in what – well, they should have just left things alone, although he said he was going to leave a lot of the – Trump orders in place, but they've opened the doors, opened the gates, and not knowing whether these people have COVID or not. I mean, there are all kinds of questions and concerns, but it's a mess on the border, it would appear, once again. And to give Trump his due, it wasn't a mess for most of the 4 years that he was president. So now, immigration, are there new immigration bills, or we're just trying to live by the old rules. The old rules were not not so good anyway. So what? Where does this go? I guess that's the question, ladies.
It's two separate things. Yes, there is a push. Right now, you're going to see a lot of stuff that's happening. There's some gun control legislation. A lot of stuff is being pushed quickly because Democrats hold the House, the Senate, and the White House. And I think there's some question. Certainly Nancy Pelosi is very astute politically, if you say anything about her. And I think she knows that there is a very real possibility that in 2 years' time, she will not be Speaker of the House. It looks like we're getting closer to
the majority.
It would
be better if it was 2 weeks' time
there.
That she was gone.
Right. I would agree with that. But in any case, they're trying to push through a lot of stuff. So there is going to be an immigration bill that will be pushed through probably relatively quickly. But that
why do
is
we
not
need a new bill?
On the border.
Why can't we live by
because
the
they
old
give,
rules?
They want to give amnesty to, they say it's 11 million, but some people think it's a much higher number than that. The people who are in here. Dreamers and that sort of thing are in that group. So that's one thing. But what's happening at the border, it's not unique to a Democrat or a Republican sitting in the White House. There was a migrant surge in 2019. Trump was criticized for it. They said he was that it was a crisis and that he was putting kids in cages. Well, now it's worse, and they're not acknowledging the same way. We know there's a lot of hypocrisy. It happens all over the place. But in 2019, Trump went to Mexico and made a deal with the president and said, we're going to organize this process, and people who are here seeking asylum or trying to enter the country are going to wait in Mexico before they're allowed in. And it brought order. It was working. It was working great. And then Biden came in and wanted to reverse everything that Trump had done at the border. And so he reversed all of that. And within 50 days, now you see kids in cages, except more of them. You see this onslaught of people, unaccompanied minors, so now they're going to go into the custody of Health and Human Services, which is a huge draw on the system anyway, a drain on the system. They don't know where to put these kids. And then you have a lot of people who are just coming into the country as well, adults and all kinds of people that are coming in. And they're not able to articulate whether or not those people should come. And so they've been pushing the Biden administration to say that the border is closed. The border is closed, and there's been some going back and forth on that. And, you know, how they get this under control, I don't know. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is asking for volunteers to go assist Border Patrol because their agency's being overrun.
Yeah. Bad situation all the way around. Okay, I'm going to bounce around a little bit. Instead of going directly from number 10 to number 1 on the story side and the people side, I think that we need to pull a few things out here, give them a little bit more time. I'm not too sure that we need to spend a lot of time on COVID, frankly. You ladies agree with me? Don't we all pretty much know what the status is, getting our shots and all this stuff? I don't think we need to. And there's not much controversy.
I think the biggest focus now is looking back.
Yeah.
It's looking back on what
Why?
We did. What did we what do?
What good
year?
Does it do to look back? It's
I
the rear
it
view
marks,
mirror.
Right, but I think it marks the anniversary of what was. So if that's that's kind of the big story about COVID this week is, wow, a year ago when we were hearing we were going to take 2 weeks to flatten the curve, would any of us imagine that we'd be sitting in the positions we're sitting in today?
Yeah, okay, but, you know, it's I'd like to try, because there's so many things that are on here, including at number 6, what's going on with Iran and China, the Chinese military buildup now, finally people are waking up. Remember I said how many weeks ago was it that you heard me talk about the number of people that are not people and institutions like these big state-run the retirement programs, CalPERS. I always use that as an example because they have like $8 billion or something of state employees' money that they manage, and they put a whole ton of it into Chinese military companies because they're very profitable. And here they are building up their military. And who do you think they're going to use the military against? Hello? Duh. They're not going after Russia. They're not going to attack Italy. They're not going to attack Canada. If they attack anybody, you're looking at look in the mirror. And so we have this. Now people are waking up to it and saying, oh, my God, what are we doing? Hello, is it too late? I don't know. We were talking earlier on the DJV program about how the money that we borrowed, you know, it's out on the marketplace for people to buy up our debt. And who's buying up most of it? We at the beginning, at least, Trump said no to the Chinese, to borrow money from the Chinese. They just, you know, granted, wasn't great for inflation because they were just printing money. But is that better? What's the more important thing to get in the way of? Chinese.
Weakening the dollar or selling our debt to China, huh?
Yeah, right. What a great choice, huh? And China has created
a whole... Do you have a C?
Yeah.
Right. None of the above.
None of the above. All right, 14 after the hours, we continue on the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, the complimentary piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael, Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air here. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data, fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, and MLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, 17 after the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world, courtesy of the list that are published not only on our social media, but at talkers.com as well. Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner will go through some of the important social media things as they apply to the story list in a few moments. But I would acknowledge first that Jennifer was on Newsmax this week having a conversation. What were you talking about, the weather?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
one of your
that's
areas
right.
to make sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we were really going
that's,
over the
that's always big
the
on
debris.
Newsmax. Yeah.
No, we were doing a special.
The Democrats caused the bad weather. It's their fault.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you know, that's what Democrats say about Republicans with climate change.
Of course.
Sure.
It's all your problem. You are with Gorka,
you know,
right?
We're talking about the... Yes,
your
we're talking about
Gorka?
The Biden speech. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Fun. And what did you say about the Biden
speech?
Was that
with Dick Morris? How about that, your old Biden
Morris, there's a name from the past. The moldy, oldie, goody, goldie from...
Mark
Morris
Halpern.
Used to be on this program all the time.
I
you
know,
remember that?
I know.
He was always
I don't.
Here.
I've never worked with him here. No.
Really? It was before you were here? Good God, to go
yeah.
back that far? Morris was on. He and Ellen Ratner were great friends, and he and I became great friends, actually. I haven't talked to him for ages. What a character. I mean,
he's one of those few men that liked to rock a mock turtleneck. So,
so right, but don't forget, those of you who... Dick Morris, why do I remember that name? Just remember sucking toes and Bill Clinton.
No,
that's all you have to remember.
What?
Not
that comment on my friend.
That's it.
Not Bill Clinton's toes.
No, he didn't say he was he was Clinton.
Make sure you give it some separation.
Okay, so he was
although
Clinton.
Maybe that happened. Who knows?
Listen, anything was possible back then. So Morris was Bill Clinton's chief political strategist. Brilliant guy. He's written a number of books. He's one of the smartest men I think I've ever met. Always had some good, strong answer or reason for doing things. And then he got caught. His wife caught him with somebody that liked to have her toe sucked. And so the whole business, his credibility, of course, went right down the tube. Clinton dumped him. And as soon as Clinton dumped him, he went to the other side. And so
yeah, he got tipped that Bill dumped him because he felt like he did a lot for Clinton, and so then
he
became
a did.
Republican. Yeah,
right. So he's now all over the place. Every right-wing Republican loves him. He's always, you know, he's touting all of that side of the street. He was a gun for hire, and the fact that he so quickly went to the other side was certainly indicative of how easily influenced he was by a big check. But, you know, even though I think I said that to him a couple of times, we actually had, not, I don't mean to belabor this, but I'm just sitting here with tears in my eyes remembering some of the stuff that we talked about, that he and I talked about on the air, and then the things that we talked about him after, you know, he sort of disappeared. And his wife was going to divorce him. His wife was somebody of accomplishment. She was quite accomplished. I forgot what she did. But Ellen, was it? I remember what her name is. But she wrote a book with him and basically kept him under her thumb, or has since then. So anyway, that's the Dick Morris story, folks. You heard it. This is the only place you're going to hear that discussed this week. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get to the trending stories that are a part of the countdown, a part of the charts this week in Talkers Magazine. Jay Kirshner finds that to be among many of her jobs. Her jobs are aplenty. She's got lots of things to keep her eyes and her ears on. And the list of things grows every day. So the weekend, this is not, I'm surprised he's not on the list of people, because he says he's going to boycott the Grammys, not just this weekend, but forever. So what's the story behind the story with that, Jay?
He cites that there are quote-unquote secret committees that determine which artists are nominated, and that's been something that has kind of been...
Of course there are.
Yeah, spoken about a lot, that there's politics involved with
of course
Grammys.
There is.
Not just the Grammy Awards, but any award show. And he's just saying, you know what? I don't want to play your game. So after being snubbed for this year's Grammys, he's like, nope, I'm not going to attend the Grammys. No after parties. I'm not going to submit my work for contention. I'm completely done. He's brilliant.
And let's be honest, he did the Super Bowl this year. So
yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to watch the Grammys,
right.
The virtual Grammys. Maybe there'll be an audience, but he did the dang Super Bowl, so I don't think he's losing out by not.
You know, you look around, though, you hear this sort of thing from people who are members of SAG, the SAG Awards. You hear this from people who would be Oscar contenders. You hear this from people, any of these awards. Hell, I could say it. I've been nominated 4 times for the Radio Hall of Fame and haven't gotten in yet, and mostly it's because I'm not a member of the club. I'm not a member of the team. I don't belong to the good old boys network in terms of radio. I have my own shop, and I don't work for a big company, and so, you know, my name may be bagged. There are a lot of people who are my friends who have supported this, but listen, is it life or death? No, but I get with a weekend to sing, because it is. There's a cabal of people in most of these organizations that, you know, they do the selecting. It's like it is. It's politics without there being Republicans and Democrats involved. You know, isn't that basically it? Wouldn't you say that was a good description?
Yeah, that is definitely what people are saying about it.
Right. All right. So in the package of items here, certainly what went on with the Royals, the situation that, you know, you continue to look at these lists. Number 7 on the list is Prince Harry and Meghan. And so we're looking at one of the trending items, Jay, looks like Prince William addressing the claims that there is racism in the royal family. What are people, what's the reaction to that?
Yeah, he and, I almost said Meghan Markle, Kate Middleton, they were visiting an East London school, and as they were walking outside, a reporter asked a quick question about it, and Prince William just said that nobody in the family is racist, the family's not racist, and he just kept moving on.
What do you expect him to say? Yeah, my mother is a big racist.
I'll tell you who it
my
is.
My wife, yeah. Yeah, what else is he going to say? Yeah, my wife, man, you can't believe what she says about black people. That's exactly what they're going to say. Yep, duh. All right, anyway. So another one of the items that's trending is the president's direction when it comes to vaccines, making them all available in the next month or so. What are people saying? What's the input on that?
Almost everyone is excited about this. Well, some are pointing out that how is it going to be available to all adults by May 1st when they're still struggling to get their 70-plus mother or grandparent or father vaccinated? Mm-hmm. It seems like there's still so many issues with the 70-plus currently. How is this going to work?
Because it's the states. When you get the states involved, they start screwing things up.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You think, Jennifer? Come on. That's not really true, is it?
Broadcasting from California today.
Right. Okay. And on the trending list is the daylight savings time switch and whether or not to keep it. Most people are saying what?
Yes, we are all united in the fact that we don't want to do it anymore.
Really? I'm tired of it. I'm not going to
take it anymore.
Get rid of
daylight saving time and standard time switch. Just pick one and stick with it year-round.
All right. Pick your spot there. Okay, so that's this weekend, spring ahead. A little info for you to chew on. On the DJV overview of what's going on with Willa News Talk Radio, 28 after the hour. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or maybe you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com. Or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 at the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And I say DJV, that stands for Doug, me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. And the other J is Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week, so we have Jay and Jennifer and Doug at the ready talking about the items that are important here on the story list and the people list, kind of bouncing around a little bit because I think that's important. One of the names, actually, because Trump's name is at number four, seems to be going down on the list, there's an associative story that I wanted to get a little info on, Jennifer, regarding Michael Cohen, who was the personal attorney for Trump at one point in time. Apparently, he's met with prosecutors from the Manhattan DA's office. I was thinking when I first thought, okay, well, he's helping them with Andrew Cuomo.
No.
This has to do with the tax thing. What is this all about?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're looking into, but, yeah, this has been – the Southern District of New York has won several cases all the way up to the Supreme Court as to what and how they can investigate a past president. And so they have his tax returns, which was the big story a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they've been looking through things. Clearly the investigators there are using Michael Cohen, who I don't know, maybe every prisoner gets the sweet treatment that Michael Cohen did, but Michael Cohen as a prisoner was allowed to go out to dinner in New York. So it didn't sound so bad for me. Maybe.
But I thought he got pardoned. Didn't Trump pardon him?
No, not Michael Cohen, no. Uh-uh.
Really? I thought he did for some reason.
And so, you know, I'm sure he probably made some sort of deal to spill whatever his story to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, as long as we're in New York, let's get to Andrew Cuomo, who's number 8 on the people list this week and number 8 on the story list. So he's got a double. He's a pre-performer, if you will. He's under fire. Is it the Me Too movement that's responsible? Is it the general society? And does he have to go? And will he go is the question, yeah?
I don't know if he will. It doesn't look good for him. He has said all along he's not going to resign. He has an ironclad backbone, and so I think he's going to fight it out as long as he can. But almost everybody who's in elected office in the state is calling for Cuomo to resign, including Bill de Blasio, which it's important
like
to point out
anyway.
That these two do not like each other. They hate each other.
He's a waste of time.
Right. And it seems that sometimes, even in the state, that Republicans are more favorable to Cuomo at this point than even some of the people who are on the far left. They've always not liked him because they thought he was too moderate. So he's got the nursing home scandal brewing. It looks like he directed his office to cover the numbers of people who died in nursing homes over the summer. And there are a couple of reasons for that. He didn't want Trump's Department of Justice to know, number one. Number two, he was also selling a book. And that could also have some criminal charges levied against him if it's proven that he was putting these policies, killed people, and then he was profiting off of that. That could look really bad for the governor. It already does. And then you've got the sexual harassment charges, and now more than just harassment, now you have allegations from this latest woman, the sixth woman to come out against him, that he called her to the governor's mansion in Albany. She got there thinking she was there to work, and that he touched her inappropriately and was groping her under her shirt. And now the police are involved.
Imagine
in
that, just
matter.
Visualization, putting your mind into gear. You know, when you think about this sort of stuff, you just don't think that men, you know, mature men do this. At least not in my world, they don't. But apparently in everybody else's world, they do.
Yeah. The other thing that's worth noting is that this week there was a story, and it kind of got swept under the rug. Again, the sexual allegations are taking all of the oxygen out of the room with Andrew Cuomo. But there was a story that came out that indicated that 23% of senior citizens who died in this past year from COVID-19 died as a result of the governors in 4 states putting COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes. So think about that. Almost a quarter of dead senior citizens came from the Governor Cuomo in New York, the governors of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. Whitmer, who's getting her own trouble. Those 4 governors putting sick COVID-19 patients into nursing homes killed, directly or indirectly, a quarter of the seniors that died. That's a stunning number. And if you're a family of a victim, somebody who died during this time, are you going, wait, did grandma die or did my mother or father die because, number one, I couldn't be there to be an advocate, and number two, because of the policy changes that allowed sick people to recuperate in nursing homes?
Wow.
That's stunning.
Yeah, it really is. All right, now, another name in the news this week is Derek Chauvin. He's number 9 on the people list. Chauvin, how do we pronounce that? It's one.
I think it's Chauvin.
Doesn't make any difference much. Okay, so he's now being tried for third-degree murder. Why wasn't it first or second-degree murder? How'd they arrive at third-degree murder? There have been six jurors.
So he's not eligible for first-degree murder because I don't think anybody on the planet thinks that he premeditated, followed George Floyd around, and then murdered him. That would be first-degree murder. But he is facing second-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors had asked for third-degree murder as well as a charge, and I think there was something back and forth in the courts in Michigan about whether or not they were going to use that charge, and it even delayed the jury proceedings on Monday. So there was a delay to the trial this week. And then finally the judge reinstated the third-degree charge and started seating the jury. So a couple of things happening. They've got a few jury members seated already. Selection will continue into next week. And now Chauvin is facing – so the jury will be able to choose as they watch this hearing – and listen to the proceedings if they want to charge him with, or if they want to convict him of, that's a better way to phrase it, second-degree murder or manslaughter, or now third-degree murder, which has been newly assessed. And third-degree, we haven't heard a lot about that because it's only eligible. I think you can only have third-degree murder charges in, like, three or four states. And Minnesota just happens to be one of them. So,
yeah. All right, so there have been six jurors selected. Another eight are needed, and one wonders, how do you find a jury pool that doesn't have a taint attached to it, who doesn't have an opinion about whether this guy is guilty or not? I think that's the most difficult part of this whole thing, frankly, isn't it? Finding a jury. How'd you like to, Jay, sit on a jury, or if somebody asked you, if came up to you and said, all right, Jay, what do you know about Derek Chauvin? And can you be a fair, I always love it, can you be a fair and impartial juror? And of course, yeah, of course I can. Yeah, right. Yeah, no. So have you ever been on a jury, by the way, either one of you?
I haven't. No.
I have.
Yeah. All right. Guilty is charged,
I have,
right?
It was, yeah, actually, yes, it was guilty. And it was, I think it was
a civil.
No. I've never been with a company that really, like, pays you to be on jury duty. That typically those are, like, government employees that get to do that.
Right.
And so when you don't get paid to be on a jury, they always give you kind of the less consequential one. So I was on one that lasted maybe, like, 5 days, 4 or 5, maybe 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, both of them didn't speak English. So what was crazy is that one only spoke Spanish and one only spoke Mandarin. And so you had to have three interpreters.
Welcome to Los Angeles, folks.
Yeah, it was so confusing because you had one person say something in Spanish, interpret it to Chinese, one person say it. I mean, it was a mess. So you're trying to figure out what was going on. But essentially a woman hit a guy who was crossing the street and, like, touched him. But, of course, the guy had all of these medical issues. And so we ended up ruling against the guy who was trying to take her out for medical issues.
Good.
But
I can have you sit down. I have one of the guys on my farm did the same thing. And I'm being sued for $140,000.
It's incredible.
My truck hit her car doing 2 miles an hour. She claims to have had a back operation. Transmission fell out of the car.
That's what this guy did. Yeah. It's like, what was the transmission held in with? Scotch tape? Like, what?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
This guy went, he didn't even go to the hospital, or the hospital, like, sent him away as a joke. And then he found some reputable medical center in East L.A. that he went to.
Oh, I'm sure. East L.A. is full of medical. Yeah,
I know, and he came in with,
centers.
Like, the cone around his neck. It was
lovely. As long as we're talking about California, number 10 on the people list is our pal Gavin Newsom, who's doing a fine job as governor of California, right? Everybody's supportive of him. Woohoo! No?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Gavin's sweating this week. He had to give the state of the state, and it was a much different tone. Even the favorable news media in the state said that he was giving kind of a pathetic attempt at a rally speech during a state of the state address.
He's pathetic.
And the organizers behind the Recall Gavin 2020 effort have so far collected 2,060,000 signatures. They've turned in 1.8 verified signatures, and all they needed was 1.5 verified signatures. So they're well on their way.
Ready for the top 10 stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. We've got them for you here on the countdown. At number 10, focus on what's going on in the weather. The storm that started in the western Pacific did a lot of damage in Guam and Hawaii, a lot of damage on the west coast, a lot of big snow. Now the storm moving across the country by the end of the weekend will have all kinds of wild weather on the east coast. Number 9, the educational situation, speaking of storms. Number 8, what's going on with Andrew Cuomo. The Royals interview, number 7. Chinese military buildup and who's paying for it, number 6. Censorship and social media, 5. Biden and his cabinet, 4. The COVID, number 3. The border situation, immigration problems, number 2. And the stimulus package, the passing of that and how it's affecting our economy. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In a matter of moments, I want to spend a little bit of time on one of the stories that it's sort of a 10A story this week. Women, the International Day of the Women, wasn't it this past Monday? Wasn't it Monday? Monday
yes,
or Tuesday
Monday.
This week? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monday. All right, so we'll focus on that in a moment as we continue looking at the charts and talking about what's going on appropriately in News Talk Radio here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Lists. That's what we have. They are published every week at djvshow.com and also on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.com and also at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Number 10 on the People List, Gavin Newsom, Governor of California. Police officer or former police officer Derek Chauvin is number 9. Andrew Cuomo is 8. The Prince and Duchess are number 7. Merrick Garland is 6. Dr. Fauci is 5. Donald Trump is 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden out on top, as you might expect here. That's the People List this week. According to the folks doing the research at Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. Now, 46 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is our focus here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, The International Day of the Woman, or what is the official title? Women's Day. Sounds like a magazine. Is that magazine still around? Women's Day. It used to be.
Yeah.
Is that still around?
I think the grammar of International Women's Day is wrong. Wouldn't it be International Women Day or International Woman's Day?
Day of the Woman, right? Is that what it is? Kind of. So what about this? We more or less, I don't know, we didn't pay that much attention to it on the DJV show, and I don't know that I need to apologize for that because I know anybody else on the air that is one guy and three women doing a radio program. So it's not like I'm ignoring women or the women are being ignored here. But is that the case? Are women still feeling like they're getting the short end? The pay differential is still there. I've been talking about this since I started doing talk radio in 1974. And one of the first issues I remember talking about was the pay disparity in what men get paid versus what women get paid. Hello, how many years ago was that? And still we have the problem, right? So, you know, what do we do?
See, Phil, how much money do you make?
Right.
Just kidding, Phil.
Yeah, yeah. Jay, Jennifer, wanna pay. Yeah. Are we hopeful that things are changing? And was that the appropriate, was it just about pay, the focus this week? Or was it about jobs, women in politics, certainly having more women in the military, women in the boardroom, women.
All of that stuff. And women's, yeah. I mean, Women's History Month is this month, and I think we look back on important women that have made contributions to the country, to the world, in the arts and politics. So I think it's all of that. I think it's all encompassing. Mm-hmm.
Couple of interesting items from the women's desk. Michelle Obama says she's going to retire from public, or at least considering it, public life. One wonders what that means. She's quoted a New People magazine article that she picked up knitting. Yeah. There you go. In the meantime,
popular quarantine activity.
Right. She and her husband. I mean, it's not like she has to work. She and her husband, since they got out of office, have made deals with four or five different companies, netting them about 168 million was the last number I saw. So maybe she can afford to retire. She's a pretty good lawyer, though, I've heard. So too bad if you ever, even if you don't get paid, you know, maybe she should be representing. Who am I to tell her what to do? But you know what I'm saying. Go help people, represent people that need help and can't pay for it, in terms of the law, anyway. And you'll be happy to know Susan Sarandon says she's open to dating somebody who's been vaccinated. Okay.
Are she and Tim, what's his face, Robbins, no longer together?
Nope, haven't been together for a number of years. Where have you been?
Who?
I know that, and you don't? Wow.
Sorry.
That's a statement and a half. It's a 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the circle of friends gets tighter because now it's just Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, and me going at the top stories, the ones that have legal ramifications, because Steve's a college law professor, he is a practicing attorney. He's dedicated a website called Scamicide to helping people out who have legal problems with being ripped off. All right, so there's basic bottom line stuff, though, this week, Steve. The border situation, the legality, the immigration, no matter what you think, whether you think we ought to be helping these people or not, the way it's being done, most people, no matter what side of the fence, literally and figuratively, they're on, know this is a mess. So how does it get addressed? How does it get...
Yeah,
It's really serious. I mean, the country has long had a problem with immigration, and Congress, you can't help but hearken back to Mark Twain, who said the opposite of progress is Congress. Yeah. Hasn't done enough. I mean, you have parts of the country like in Arizona where they loved illegal aliens because they had them, and immigrants, because they came in and did work for them and sometimes got paid under the table without benefits. Mm. Bottom line is we do need immigration reform. We do need to be able to not just check the security but the safety and to be able to accommodate. It yeah. really has to be a priority, and it's one that the country needs. It's not even because it's the right thing. We have a declining birth rate. We need the labor. We mm-hmm. need people and the talent. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand, except for the pure politics, why this has been delayed so long. But hopefully, maybe this time something can be done.
We're responsible for our own demise. All right, number six on the people list is Merrick Garland. What do you think of his nomination, his being confirmed? What kind of an AG is he going to be?
Well, he would have made a terrific Supreme Court justice as well. You know,
that's last week's news, pal.
Exactly. But I can't help but laugh, and I wonder if he chuckled a little when he got so much Republican support. He's a real solid choice for Attorney General, and I think people are going to be very, very happy with him. You know, he's not doctrinaire, you know, left or right. He's reasonable. He's tough. He's thoughtful. He's compassionate. I mean, this is what you want in an AG, and I think even, you know, some of the Republicans that voted for him and some that didn't recognize this. I think it's going to be a welcome change and also a great deal more professionalism back in the Justice Department. So I'm very excited. He's got a difficult job ahead, but I think he's up to the task.
So now we could start a rally, Justice for Cuomo. Wait, where's he going? No place fast, I guess, at this point.
I'll tell you what amazed me, Doug, was the fact that even Democratic leaders in New York were asking to start impeachment. Absolutely, the accusations against him should be taken seriously. They should be investigated independently. But, you know, let's just not throw out someone based on accusations, you know, no matter who you are, Republican.
Wait a minute,
Democrat,
it's the Me Too
whatever.
Movement. We got to get rid of anybody who may have stuck his hand up a woman's blouse and...
Well, you know something? Maybe we should, but we don't know if that happened. You know, I look back in retrospect...
Well, he's been accused of it. Come on. The news media says that he did it.
Yeah, I look back at it and wonder if Bill Clinton should have been removed.
All right. So now, what recourse do we have in terms of our educational situation? That's number nine this week. The unions have made a disaster out of this.
We look at it and we talk about how great America is, and America is a wonderful country.
Yep.
But when you look at what's happened to our education system, particularly science and math, and then don't even get into the issues of English and grammar, it's fallen down. And to a certain extent, it's been a system. To a certain extent, I've seen teachers that can't spell. So this is something we really can do. There is money committed to it as far as education in the new stimulus bill, but we need the kind of reform that came about in 1957 when Sputnik was launched, and all of a
yep.
sudden the country's saying, how come we're so far behind?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where we need, and we need that kind of revolution. We can do it. We've got the talent here. But as you say, there's issues with teachers' unions that are protecting really defective teachers. There's a system that isn't taking care of science and math and phys ed. It's important for the kids to get exercise. So
yep.
we need to make that national commitment that we did in the early 60s.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's costing us a lot more to fill up at the pump. Gas jumping 25 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks to $2.89. Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says there are a number of reasons why.
One is crude oil prices higher, and that accounts for far more than half of the hike. We also have a lot of refining capacity still down after having been shut in during the extreme cold and power outage last month.
Prices climbed 72 cents since November 20th, according to Lundberg. Highest found, $3.86 a gallon in San Francisco area, lowest $2.48 in Baton Rouge. A powerful late winter snowstorm intensified over the central Rocky Mountains with heavy snow and wind, leading to airport and road closures, power outages, and avalanche warnings in parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and Nebraska. The National Weather Service in Wyoming expects the storm to cause extremely dangerous to impossible travel conditions through at least early Monday. Denver International Airport closed its runways just before noon today. You might want to check your bank balance. Stimulus checks look like they could be going out this weekend, electronically at least, after President Biden signed off on his nearly $2 trillion COVID relief bill last week. Republicans, though, point out the program's loaded with pork, with only 9% of the cash providing pandemic relief. On ABC's This Week earlier today, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso said the GOP supports a pandemic recovery, but not a handout to liberals.
Republicans want to make sure people get shots in the arms, kids get back to school, people get back to work. But we are not going to stand with the Democrats as they try to exploit a crisis to send lots of money to big cities and to blue states.
Irish health officials recommending the temporary suspension of the AstraZeneca vaccine after reports of serious blood clotting after inoculations in Norway. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Worries that France may be headed for another coronavirus lockdown.
Special medical planes dispatch patients from the Paris area to less saturated regions as part of a new plan to ease the pressure of Parisian hospitals. The Deputy General Director of Paris Region Health Agency, Nicolas Peugeot, plans to create a regular flow of transfers. In terms of volumes, we're at 6 patients a day with airborne operations, planes and medical helicopters. We're also preparing a larger operation with a medical high-speed train. It will have a 24 to 48 patient capacity. Authorities acknowledge that a nationwide 6 p.m. curfew wasn't enough in some regions to prevent a spike in cases, notably of the variant first identified in Britain. France has reported over 90,000 virus-related deaths, among the world's highest death tolls. I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out more breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. making getting your COVID vaccine a little easier. Newly vaccinated Massachusetts resident got a special treat when famed cellist Yo-Yo Ma brought out his instrument after getting his second dose of the coronavirus vaccine.
The mini-concert took place in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. Ma took a seat along the wall of the observation area Saturday at Berkshire Community College, which was holding a vaccine clinic inside the Patterson Fieldhouse. In video provided by Berkshire Community College, one patient can be seen turning a folding chair around to get a front-row seat at the concert, and at one point a nurse stops by to drop money in the famed performer's cello case. Richard Hall of the Berkshire COVID-19 Vaccine Collaborative told the Berkshire Eagle, Ma said he wanted to give something back. The quick concert came a year after Ma started posting recordings of himself on social media using the hashtag Songs of Comfort. I'm Jennifer King.
Check out more of these stories at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I'm 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's now time for us to get into the actual countdown of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. I'm Doug Steffen with the big-voiced Michael Harrison here. He's here with lots of bravado and input, which is good. Having bravado and input is very important. Good combination. Charts from the week of March 8th to the 12th, they are published at Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. 10 stories, 10 people. Michael, you're in the spotlight. You have a
with my
halo
bravado
over your head, too. The spotlight this week is a halo light.
Wow, my big voice and my bravado. Yes. And my input or my input. I never know which word to use. Do you? Is it input or input? Or are they both, you think
input.
I know by now.
Yeah. Input. I think it's
okay.
Input.
Well, I'm going to hear we're inputting.
Give us
information
your input,
for
please.
Our listeners.
Yes.
At number 10, we have climate change and gun control is back in the top 10. Mm-hmm. At number 9, education crisis and America's mental health. And they tie together more than just tied. They're connected. Kids today, especially very, very young ones, are having a hell of a time dealing with
at
home.
Yep.
At number 8, we have Andrew Cuomo under fire, and that's also tied to another topic that's tied, Me Too movement. That's back.
It's time for us to have a chorus of bye-bye love. see you later, Andy. Have a nice life. Adios.
I'm not sure about that.
He's not going to give in. He's not giving in.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
Yeah,
but,
no. Let's see if he can, last this one. It's very interesting. At number 7, we have race relations. That's tied into the Royals interview that happened last Sunday. People talking about it all week. And the Piers Morgan flap. I find Piers Morgan a very interesting character, don't you?
I think he's a putz. I've never liked him. I think he's full of himself. But he has had some interesting things to say about this terms of what she's all about. You know, it's so easy. You're not going to find 100% of the people agreeing to anything. Did you watch the interview?
Only after the fact. I did not watch it from beginning to end, but I watched all of the highlights.
I did. I watched the whole thing, which is unusual for me to sit for 2 hours to do anything, but to watch a TV show for 2 hours. But there was something about, maybe we can talk about it a little bit, your feelings about it, what you took away from it.
Oh, yeah, I'm interested maybe in, what I did. In the royal family. I've watched every episode of The Crown more than once. I've watched the entire Crown.
That was one of the questions. Oprah asked them if they had watched the Crown. Did you see that part of it?
No. What did they say?
She asked if they'd watched The Crown. They said, yeah, we've seen some episodes of it. We've watched it together.
Yeah. Well, they're not in it, so, you know.
No.
But his mother is in it, and his father is in it.
Very much so. Yeah.
All right, let's go to number six, the Iran nuclear talks and the Chinese military buildup, kind of foreign affairs. At number five, social media, censorship, and the cancel culture. At number four, Biden's cabinet selections, and that's tied with Trump's legal problems. A tale of two presidents. At number three, COVID-19, vaccines, variants, and stats. At number two, the border crisis and immigration. Number two. Number one, the stimulus package and the economy. And that's those are the stories. You want me to go through the people or you want to wait?
Please. Yes, I'd like that.
Gavin Newsom is at 10. Derek Chauvin is 9. Andrew Cuomo is 8. Number seven, we got Harry and Meghan and Piers and Oprah somewhere in there. Merrick Garland is at 6. Dr. Fauci is at 5. Donald Trump is at 4. I don't think he's ever been at 4 in the modern era. Nancy Pelosi is at number 3. Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy are tied at 2. And Jumpin' Joe Biden is at number 1.
Jumpin' Joe. All right, so I asked you, if you watched the interview, did you see Joe Biden's 20 minutes, it was actually about 21 minutes. It was a press conference, but no questions were asked. What did you see that? And that certainly is a part of our conversation, all the Biden stuff wrapped into. I mean, when you go to number four, number three, number two, number one this week, they all are wrapped around Biden's presidency, I think, don't you?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Biden is definitely the man being talked about now.
Right. Trump's down to number four on the people list. Imagine, he must be upset with you this week because Pelosi and McConnell are, geez, crow, Michael.
And he called me and he said, can you find something out there? Somebody say about me. Can you find something? Push me up a little bit. Can you?
Right.
He never
pulled me up. Pull me up, Buttercup. All right. So anyway, I told you about having lunch at Mar-a-Lago a couple of weeks ago, right? Didn't I tell you that story?
No, you didn't.
I did. I did.
Went to Mar-a-Lago without me?
I did, as a matter of fact. Yes, I was invited to meet somebody there for lunch, which I did, and it was the same day that the vote was held on whether or not to impeach him. And about 5 minutes after the vote was taken, who shows up in the restaurant but the president, former president, and he came over and talked to some of us that were having lunch there, and he wanted to know how my crab meat was. It was very interesting. It was like he was the chef. I said on the air at that time, I thought he looked awful. He's put on a lot of weight. He looks jowly. He just didn't look like, well, I mean, what happens to presidents? Why anybody wants to be a president for 4 years, look at how all of them look when they get out of there. It's amazing. You can recover, get rid of the stress load and that sort of thing. Barack Obama looks like he's having a good time these days. Certainly George Bush looks like he's having a good time. Jimmy Carter always, I didn't think he carried the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's, 96 or something, and he's still building houses with Habitat for Humanity, lives in a two-bedroom house in Peanut Grove, wherever it is. What's the name of that little town he lives in Georgia?
I forgot.
Not Peanut.
I remember.
Plains, that's it, right. Plains, Georgia.
I always get confused with Hope, Arkansas.
Yes. Remember, that was a trip and a half. I remember going there. I think I told you that story on the air once, too. It's probably not necessary to tell it here.
I'm still angry that you went to Mar-a-Lago without me.
Yeah. I'll go back again and get you a sandwich.
I mean, I find out on the air like a month later that you had lunch at Mar-a-Lago and you talked to the president, former president, and you didn't even bring it up or tell me or send me a picture.
I just kind of, I guess maybe that's how much of an influence it was on me.
And the only thing you remember is crab?
It was very good crab.
The food there is incredible.
Very.
Let me tell you, folks, if you want to have a nice light lunch or a really tasty dinner, go to Mar-a-Lago.
Right. But you got to join the club first in order to get in. Which costs $140,000 to get in. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I don't mean to turn this into a classist discussion, but
okay.
I can't understand how anybody would spend the amount of money that you could buy a Bentley or a house just for the privilege of going able to eat at a restaurant.
You know, though. But one of the things that's very interesting about it, and I say this lovingly, when I've spent a lot of time since 1964. My father bought a place on Singer Island, which is the next island up from Palm Beach, back in 1964. My mother was sick and dying, and he wanted to have her in a warm place for the winter. So I started going down there then, and I've basically been going down there regularly ever since. I did a morning program on the talk station there for a couple of years. So it feels like home. To me. So I've been by Mar-a-Lago 100 times, but I've never been in. And when, you know, the stories when I first started going down there were about Marjorie Merriweather Post and what she built there. And I want to tell you something. It's like, if you've ever been in a castle in England or in Europe, this is like an American castle. The ornateness of it, the way you feel when you walk into it. I've never felt this way walking into a building anywhere in America.
The closest I've come to that, I've been to Mar-a-Lago about five times. I've been very fortunate in terms of knowing people who are members who've invited me. And as you know, I had dinner with Trump. Those were cool experiences.
Yeah.
But Mar-a-Lago is so gilded, it is so gold lined,
it's
so over the top.
Heavy.
The closest I ever came to that, have you ever been to the Vanderbilt Mansion in Newport?
No, I have driven by it, but I never went in it.
Similar to that, yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, that represents a stage of American industrialism and wealth that doesn't, you know, it demonstrates differently these days. But back after the Industrial Revolution started in the late 1870s and then to the 1880s and then through, you know, the money that came about as a result of oil and industry, the steel industry, the Post family, well known for their media holdings. It was just, you know, it was a different era. And, and people who decry it, I think it's an important part of American history, frankly, that ought not to be dismissed. Ooh, wealth. Ugh. People who have money.
No, wealth should be held up as a goal.
Absolutely.
As long as the wealth is not attained in an unfair, illegal or an unjust system where not everybody has the opportunity to make wealth. You see... when you start to misunderstand that wealth is the problem, then we're down the road to a really bad situation.
Exactly. But, that's where jobs come from. Hello, ding, right. Ding, ding.
But wealth is not a virtue unto itself if it's at any cost. And that's where we have to have systems of economic justice, and that's where the arguments begin.
Exactly. I don't want to have an argument with you, Michael. No. I want to talk, as a matter of fact, about a product that was very much in focus this week. Not only do we have National or International Day of the Women, but we had this week National Wash Your Nose Day. For those of you who missed National, you could even register online at my sponsor's Clear website, XLEAR.com, to get a prize. There are a lot of things that were around National Wash Your Nose Day. Every time I do this on the air, here we go, listen up. There it is. You hear it? I just sprayed into my nostril the it's good. It clears up my whatever is in my nose. I'm protecting myself. Oh, well, I could do it on video. You want me to do it on a video? I could do that.
Post that
at djvshow.com. Anyway, Clear is the nasal spray that is all natural. It alleviates congestion. A lot of people at this time of the year were now... Well, we've been through winter. We've been through hell with COVID. This is certainly helpful for that purpose. But we're going into springtime. I have this with me. I carry it with me in my truck on the farm. Spray my nose every 2 or 3 hours. You can do it, too. Everybody in the family should have one of these to keep their nostrils clean because it really does. It protects you from all of these vagrant things that are in the air around us. 80% of primary care physicians' visits right now, Michael, are for upper respiratory diseases and problems. This is so quick, so easy, and you can find it pretty much everywhere. Don't miss out on the opportunity to keep your family healthy and keep yourself healthy. Go to clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, or you can find it pretty much wherever you shop, grocery stores, natural health food stores, drug stores, et cetera, et cetera. It's Clear that it's Clear, X-L-E-A-R, at clear.com. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway, and the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either, at least not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAssets.org number 33.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving back into our focus on News Talk Radio, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, here every week at this time, going through the official list, the story list, Talkers Magazine. We also have lots of ancillary conversations. We actually have been on the air and off the air making reference to the situation with the prince and the prince. Well, she's not a princess, but anyway, the duchess, or she's former duchess, former prince. Once a duchess, you're always a duchess, or is it gone because they moved to Oprah's neighborhood?
Well, that actually is part of the complexity of this whole controversy is, you know, are they still royals? Are they not? Yeah. Did they give up their duties? Or are they going to have to give up their titles? You know?
Now, what do we make of the... Here's one of the takeaways. There are four or five big takeaways that I got watching this thing. One of them was Oprah's reaction to the question about race and the way she turned the interview around so that it was kind of about her and being black. Not that that isn't an issue or wasn't an issue. It was the obvious turnaround in tone from her in the interview. I don't know if you saw that part of it or not, but I thought it was, and whether, you know, you wonder whether these things are planned. Supposedly it was an off-the-cuff interview. They hadn't rehearsed. At the beginning, Oprah went through all the things that we haven't rehearsed. You're not getting paid. Well, they're not getting paid because Oprah took all the dough. She got $7 million for doing the interview. Not bad for 4 hours' work, right? How hard is it for news talk political stations to get into a conversation like this?
It's not just political. Plus, it's totally political. They have a left and a right there. They have the Republicans versus the monarchists. They have race relations. There are race issues in the UK. There are press issues. There are scandals. They have the same issues we do. They're just, you know, shifted toward the culture of Great Britain. But all of this stuff is political. It's totally political and social. And social ties to political. So, no, I it's been a big topic. As a matter of fact, we were surprised that it came in higher this week than it did the week before. We thought it'd be dead by Monday, Tuesday. No, this thing is we're talking about it a week later. And I wouldn't be talking about it if it didn't warrant it based upon the mission of this show to talk about the most talked about issues on talk radio this past week. So there you go.
All right. So moving into the number six story, which is in part about the Chinese military. Mm. One of the you know how I am when it comes to the Chinese, and people say, oh, you're a racist because you don't like the Chinese. No, I'm a realist because I don't like the Chinese government and what's going on. Apparently this week it became known, I don't know that we know how much, but that the debt that we are incurring because of COVID is the purchasing of debt is something that investment bankers do and Wall Street does, and the Chinese are now buying them. At first, they were, when Trump was president, they were precluded from buying any of the debt. Now they apparently are buying the debt, and so you understand what's going on here. Here's a situation which they created, and they brought the world to its knees, and now they're turning it around so that you become dependent on them to dig yourself out of the hole that they created. This is kind of nice work if you can get it. But if you don't understand the second part of this, the Chinese military buildup is being paid for by American public unions' retirement funds. Did you know that CalPERS, for example, and many, I mean, I use them always as an example because they're the biggest, they have put $8 billion into Chinese military industrial complexes over there. Basically, they're funding the Chinese military buildup to come after us. Brilliant. Huh? Mm. Isn't that? Think about it.
Well, our complex relationship on a financial level with China is the basis of the problem. You can also look at it and say, hey, then the Chinese are dependent on us as well. Yeah. Because we're financing their stuff. I mean, one problem is they're financing our stuff, and the other problem is we're financing their stuff. If only they were more honest in their dealings.
28 and a half after the hour.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word. G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive U UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering.
Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio.
You have nothing to lose but your pain.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream sheets.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Pulse Urgent Care at 100 East Cypress Avenue would like to thank you for your support during 2020. Pulse is happy to announce they are reopening their urgent care services and are accepting patients by appointment only between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. on weekdays and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays. Pulse follows public health guidelines. Masks are required along with social distancing. Please call ahead at 530-722-1111 for a screening, appointment, and further information.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
California State Senator Brian Jones recently introduced the Religion is Essential Act. For future emergencies, this bill will protect religious organizations from discrimination and any health, safety, and occupancy requirements that will impose a substantial burden on a religious service.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Downloading the big hits in the world of News Talk Radio. You can find this list at the DJV Show website and at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things talk. The stimulus package. Do you feel like you've been stimulated? You getting money?
Well, I haven't noticed any coming in yet, but I always am stimulated by the arrival of money.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. It's important for us to be stimulated by money. So what are the average, when you listen around to these talk radio programs, people normally, I guess it's the natural thing to make it about me, right? What am I going to get about, looking at these numbers? I'm going to get $1,400. What are we going to do with it? And one of the stories I heard somebody, it was a really good talk show host who will remain nameless at the moment, but he was talking about people banking it and asking the question, if they're banking it, then they don't need it, so why are we giving it to them? Which I think is a pretty stimulating question, isn't it?
I guess. I mean, it doesn't mean that everybody getting it, has to keep it someplace so they can pay their mortgage next month or the month after, or it doesn't mean they're totally, absolutely flat broke. I mean, gosh, we'd be in a heck of a bind.
Well, we have 19 million people who are homeless. We have 14 million people, not homeless, excuse me, they go to bed, 14 million children a night going to bed hungry, and all these millions of people that don't have enough to eat, and there's no addressing that issue in a concrete fashion because there isn't a dealing with reality. On the American Family Farmer show that I do this past week, one of the things that we focused on was how much food waste there is in this country. And all these people going hungry, why isn't there a program to take the food that isn't being used? I go to the grocery stores in my town and get day-old food and feed it to my animals because they can't give it to human beings. Where is the intelligence that we used to have in our country, Michael? Seemed to me a good ancillary conversation for a good talk show host.
Well, I mean, solutions, are what you're talking about as opposed to just mm-hmm. airing problems and then seeking victory at the expense of truth. Hyping it up, blowing the problems up, demonizing the other side, getting up every day, looking through the news, cherry-picking things that make the other side look bad. This is what's going on, and that's mm-hmm. not good.
No,
although I do understand that argument and contention are compelling media lures to get clicks and eyeballs and eardrums and all that. Sometimes it gets grating, and we miss out on the opportunity to do other things in this form of media that are equally compelling that are not necessarily based upon fighting. When we start to think the only way we can have people listening is to, if you're, talking to the pro-Trump crowd, is come up with daily things bad about Biden or daily bad things about the Republicans if you're a pro-Biden person, well, this is going to keep us in a downward spiral. There are other ways to create interesting programming, and I often wish that the people in this business, because I'm so personally involved in it, realized they had those options as opposed to starting to believe it's just a matter of banging the other side over the head constantly, even if mm-hmm. it's righteous indignation, even if it's hyped up anger. What are we going to be angry about today? Oh, come on. People don't go around angry every day. I'm going to be angry every
healthy.
Day for 2 hours.
Emotionally, it's not. Yeah. It's not. One of the things that's here is our mental health. Number 9 on the story list this week is the situation with America's mental health, which is really problematic. Somewhat contributed, the coronavirus contributed to it somewhat, but there's this constant haranguing of you're right, I'm wrong, Democrats good, Republicans bad, vice versa. That's sick.
It is sick, and it makes people sick. And much of the mental health issue that's on the chart this week is derived from children having a difficult time adjusting to this weird year they're living through, mm-hmm. especially ones that are 3, 4 years old, 5 years old, where a major segment of their life they've lived in quarantine and don't know what it's like to play with other kids, to go to preschool.
My grandson's 6 years old. He spent 1/5 of his life in quarantine. So mm-hmm. what does that say about what is normal? I mean, he's turned out to be a pretty normal kid, but
the kids have emotional problems, but there is widespread emotional distress for adults.
The coronavirus has triggered tremendous anxiety in terms of finances, as we talked about before. Whether you get a check and you deposit it or not is irrelevant. It's that there are people are in need of money. Yeah. Jobs have been lost. Businesses are under. We're at each other's throats. Marriages are breaking up because spouses are together too much. Other relationships are breaking up because people are not together enough. There's all kinds of intrigue and relationship issues going on out there that people don't talk about that have been kicked on their ear as a result of all of this disarray.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, being stuck with somebody you don't want to be with is just as bad or maybe not as bad as not being with somebody that you want to be with. And grandparents aren't getting to see their grandkids. This has been a really stinky year, and it has an impact on people's mental health.
And you were not back to holding the Chinese government accountable for it, which I think is a very important part of the conversation. It just isn't being done. There's no in this big bill that was passed. There's no incentive in there that I could see anywhere, or anybody pointed out to me in the 600 or 700 pages in the bill. There's no incentive to bring American businesses back. We're spending all this money. Why aren't we incentivizing American business coming back to America?
Well, because if we do that too quickly, we're going to hurt ourselves economically.
Yeah.
The situation with China is much more complicated than just, you know, feeling good about kicking them.
No, I understand, of course. But there's got to be at some point, there has to be a reckoning here. One way or another. Speaking of that, we mentioned earlier in the program Donald Trump was number 4 on the people list this week. What did you think, or what was made, speaking of indignant, there are 5 former living presidents, Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George Bush, Barack Obama, and Donald Trump. Well, an invitation went out to all of the former presidents, except one, to participate in a public service announcement, or a series of them, urging Americans to get vaccinated. So Trump didn't get invited. Trump apparently isn't all that keen on getting the vaccine anyway, and a lot of his followers are from that league. But there was a big to-do made about that on a lot of conversational programs. Were these people correct, not inviting Trump to participate? I could imagine the other 4 wouldn't have shown up.
Complicated question. I mean, Trump revels in being the anti-president. Mm-hmm. He likes his position of not being one of the former presidents. He's revolutionizing a former presidency the same way he revolutionized a sitting presidency. So this is all par for the course. And he does speak on behalf of a lot of people who, whether you think they're right or wrong, they're people and they have a right to be wrong, if they are wrong at all. In the end, who knows? It may come out 100 years from now. Trump was right about everything.
Yeah.
And I always maintain a little bit of an open mind about all things because I've seen it just from my study of history that time changes what we consider to be the truth. So it's good to be open-minded. But you said something that's not true that I want to correct, and it's easy to miss it because it was done in secrecy. Trump and Melania had the vaccine. They were given the vaccine. They took the vaccine in secret. They didn't tell anybody. They kept it secret. So when Trump was downplaying the benefits of the vaccine, he was still getting the benefits of the vaccine.
Right.
So, you know, there's plenty about Trump that Trump lovers should look at honestly and hold him up to scrutiny the same way they hold up everybody else. To me, all politicians should be scrutinized. You know, I love that term. Hold their feet to the fire. I don't give a damn if they're your guy or the other guy. They're all politicians, and our role in the media is to be skeptics.
Well, I'm cynical and skeptical, and I think that fits me and it fits a lot of other people. There need to be questions answered, and there aren't. And it doesn't make any difference. As my colleagues on the DJV program are happy to tell our listeners, I don't like any of them. I don't like Trump. I don't like Biden. I don't like politicians. I see guys like Gavin Newsom, who's number 10 on the people list this week, and the outrage that he's perpetrating. People elect guys like this. This guy is a scum. He's nothing but his own personal PR agent, and he's getting his you-know-what's handed to him 2.5 million people have signed his recall because the guy has no business being the governor. None. But he's there, popularity, good looking, Nancy Pelosi's nephew, whatever it is. And the guy is making a mess, and the people in California are allowing him to do well. Now maybe they're kind of bringing him up short, but wow.
Well, California is a total mess.
It is.
Economically.
Unbelievable.
Environmentally, politically,
yep.
Fiscally.
Yeah.
I guess one of the reasons for it is it's overpopulated, over-industrialized, and over-beautiful. The problem is you can't have it both ways.
Everybody wants to be there. I love being in California. I live part of the year. This is the first year in a long time. I haven't lived in California in the wintertime. My children are there. Yeah. But, you know, I don't want to. I wouldn't play. I would never buy a house in California again. I've owned four houses there.
I wouldn't run a business there, that's for sure. Tell
nope.
our listeners there, I don't mean to disparage the state. I love California. I thought there was a time in my life I'd never be anything but a Californian. I lived there for 15 years. Some of the best years of my career were in L.A. and San Diego.
Yeah.
But, no, I you have to run out of that state if you're trying to run a business. The red tape, the restrictions, the complications.
Ridiculous.
Very hard to make a living there as an entrepreneur.
It's ridiculous. Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Lists. That's what we have. They are published every week at djvshow.com and also on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.com and also at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com. Number 10 on the people list, Gavin Newsom, Governor of California. Police officer or former police officer Derek Chauvin is number 9. Andrew Cuomo is 8. The Prince and Duchess are number 7. Merrick Garland is 6. Dr. Fauci is 5. Donald Trump is 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden out on top, as you might expect here. That's the people list this week. According to the folks doing the research at Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Ready for the top 10 stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine? We've got them for you here on the countdown. At number 10, focus on what's going on in the weather. The storm that started in the western Pacific did a lot of damage in Guam and Hawaii, a lot of damage on the west coast, a lot of big snow. Now the storm moving across the country by the end of the weekend will have all kinds of wild weather on the east coast. Number 9, the educational situation, speaking of storms. Number 8, what's going on with Andrew Cuomo? The Royals interview, number 7. Chinese military buildup and who's paying for it, number 6. Censorship and social media, 5. Biden and his cabinet, 4. The COVID, number 3. The border situation, immigration problems, number 2. And the stimulus package, the passing of that, and how it's affecting our economy. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
In the market for a next-level laptop, look no further than the ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED from Asus. It lets you get things done in style, calmly, efficiently, and with zero fuss. It's your powerful and elegant companion for on-the-go productivity and creativity, featuring an amazing 4K OLED HDR touchscreen. It also includes the Asus ScreenPad Plus secondary 4K display with a brand-new tilting design that offers effortless ergonomics and seamless workflows. Not all ideas come in words. Capture inspiration as it comes with the sketch or scribble of a digital pen on this Windows PC. Powered by up to an Intel Core i9 8-core processor and NVIDIA GeForce RTX 3070 GPU, ZenBook Pro Duo 15 OLED brings you all the benefits of tomorrow's technology today. Visit Asus.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings based on quick loans, internal data, voice and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license at all 50 states, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 330.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the circle of friends gets tighter because now it's just even J.J. Wiseman and me going at the top stories, the ones that have legal ramifications, because Steve's a college law professor. He is a practicing attorney. He's dedicated a website called Scamicide to helping people out who have legal problems with being ripped off. All right, so there's basic bottom line stuff, though, this week, Steve. The border situation, the legality, the immigration, no matter what you think, whether you think we ought to be helping these people or not, the way it's being done, most people, no matter what side of the fence, literally or figuratively, they're on, know this is a mess. So how does it get addressed?
It's really serious. I mean, the country has long had a problem with immigration, and Congress, you can't help but hearken back to Mark Twain, who said the opposite of progress is Congress, hasn't done enough. I mean, you have parts of the country like in Arizona where they loved illegal aliens because they had them, and immigrants, because they came in and did work for them and sometimes got paid under the table without benefits. Bottom line is we do need immigration reform. We do need to be able to not just check the security but the safety and to be able to accommodate. Really has to be a priority, and it's one that the country needs. It's not even because it's the right thing. We have a declining birth rate. We need the labor. We need people and the talent. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand, except for the pure politics, why this has been delayed so long. But hopefully, maybe this time something can be done.
We're responsible for our own demise. All right, number six on the people list is Merrick Garland. What do you think of his nomination, his being confirmed? What kind of an AG is he going to be?
Well, he would have made a terrific Supreme Court justice as well. You know,
That's last week's news, pal.
Exactly. But I can't help but laugh, and I wonder if he chuckled a little when he got so much Republican support. He's a real solid choice for Attorney General, and I think people are going to be very, very happy with him. You know, he's not doctrinaire, you know, left or right. He's reasonable. He's tough. He's thoughtful. He's compassionate. I mean, this is what you want in an AG, and I think even, you know, some of the Republicans that voted for him and some that didn't recognize this. I think it's going to be a welcome change and also a great deal more professionalism back in the Justice Department. So I'm very excited. He's got a difficult job ahead, but I think he's up to the task.
So now we could start a rally, Justice for Cuomo. Wait, where's he going? No place fast, I guess, at this point.
I'll tell you what amazed me, Doug, was the fact that even Democratic leaders in New York were asking to start impeachment. Absolutely, the accusations against him should be taken seriously. They should be investigated independently. But, you know, let's just not throw out someone based on accusations, you know, no matter who you are, Republican.
Hey, man,
Democrat,
it's the Me Too movement. We got to get rid of anybody who may have stuck his hand up a woman's blouse and...
Well, you know something? Maybe we should, but we don't know if that happened. You know, I look back in retrospect...
Well, he's been accused of it. Come on. The news media says that he did it.
Yeah, I look back at it and wonder if Bill Clinton should have been removed.
All right. So now, what recourse do we have in terms of our educational situation? That's number nine this week. The unions have made a disaster out of this.
We look at it and we talk about how great America is, and America is a wonderful country.
Yep.
But when you look at what's happened to our education system, particularly science and math, and then don't even get into the issues of English and grammar, it's fallen down. And to a certain extent, it's been a system. To a certain extent, I've seen teachers that can't spell. So this is something we really can do. There is money committed to it as far as education in the new stimulus bill, but we need the kind of reform that came about in 1957 when Sputnik was launched, and all of a sudden the country's saying, how come we're so far behind?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where we need, and we need that kind of revolution. We can do it. We've got the talent here. But as you say, there's issues with teachers' unions that are protecting really defective teachers. There's a system that isn't taking care of science and math and phys ed. It's important for the kids to get exercise. So we need to make that national commitment that we did in the early 60s.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're talking about Trinidad's Espiritu Series No. 2, crafted with tobaccos from Brazil and Nicaragua and wrapped in an Arapiraca leaf. Espiritu No. 2 produces a harmonious, medium to full-bodied cigar with extraordinary zesty complexity and earthy notes. Come by the shop and pick up your Trinidad Espiritu No. 2 today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Biden administration turning to FEMA to help managing and caring for record numbers of unaccompanied illegal immigrant children crossing the border from Mexico. Louisiana GOP Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox News Sunday that President Biden's moves to undo the Trump administration's restrictive immigration policies has led to the current surge.
When people think they can get in, they begin sending their unaccompanied child on a train ride across Mexico, where she may be kidnapped and trafficked on the hope that they're going to be waved through at the border.
Cassidy says the Biden administration's decision to involve the Federal Emergency Management Agency in the situation is a sign of what's to come. Government figures show a growing crisis at the border, something the Biden administration is yet to admit. 10 days ahead of the March 23rd Israeli election, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's certain the conclusive result would be reached and a fifth election in just over 2 years would not be initiated. Netanyahu spoke following a panel's research poll indicating neither bloc would achieve the majority needed to govern unless political promises are broken. Meanwhile, a major spring snowstorm is slowing travel in Colorado.
Over 2,000 flights were canceled over the weekend at Denver International Airport as a major snowstorm struck the region. The snow continues to fall. The National Weather Service predicted about 2 feet in the Denver and Boulder area. Colorado's governor called out the National Guard to assist with search and rescue efforts over the weekend.
We're going to have some shoveling to do.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock asked residents to be patient and stay home.
This is what we expect as winter leaves and springtime comes in. But we know how bad it can get, and it's important for folks to especially be cautious this weekend.
Highways including Highway 40 were closed as semi-trucks slid on the snow and ice. I'm Jennifer King.
More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A peaceful vigil morphs into chaos in a South London park.
Police clashed with hundreds who turned up to pay their respects to Sarah Everard, a woman whom one of the force's own officers is accused of murdering. Police were seen scuffling with some women at the event, and one woman was seen pinned to the ground by two officers. The Metropolitan Police's Assistant Commissioner, Helen Ball, defended the force's actions.
Hundreds of people were tightly packed together, posing a very real risk of easily transmitting COVID-19.
Labour Minister Jess Phillips believed the police's use of force was misplaced.
I wish that I'd had the heavy hand of the law when I'd been sexually assaulted.
Many of those attending the vigil were already wary of the police because a serving police officer was charged with kidnapping and murdering Everard, who vanished March the 3rd while walking home in London. Her body was found a week later. Karen Chamas, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Let the March Madness begin.
The biggest mystery leading up to the bracket had little to do with bubble teams or top seeds. Instead, it was the not-so-simple COVID-19 breakouts in the last week. Kansas and Virginia, two programs hit with the virus last week, made it into the bracket released by the NCAA Selection Committee. It is a signal both teams believe they'll have enough healthy players to be ready for their tip-offs next week. The overall top seed in the tournament, Gonzaga, trying to become the first team since 1976 Indiana Hoosiers to finish undefeated. Jason Walker reporting.
The other top seeds include Illinois, Baylor, and Michigan. Meanwhile, Louisville, Colorado State, St. Louis, and Mississippi on standby and could find their way into the bracket if a team in the field notifies the NCAA by Tuesday night it has to withdraw because of health concerns. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
California State Senator Brian Jones recently introduced the Religion is Essential Act. For future emergencies, this bill will protect religious organizations from discrimination and any health, safety, and occupancy requirements that will impose a substantial burden on a religious service.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Away we go with another overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. It seems like, and I say this almost every week, seems like just a few minutes ago we did last week's overview. The charts are here, fresh off the presses, hot from the hands of Michael Harrison and his staff. At Talkers Magazine, the overview of what's going on, top 10 stories that have been covered by most news talk stations, whether they be local conversations with local hosts or the national syndicated stuff, it's all here as part of the perusal for the week of March 8th to the 12th. So that's what we have in store for you during this hour with the DJ Beers, including Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. We're all here to go through these items. I suppose there are a lot of things that have juggled around here toward the end of the week, like the Biden discussion, the business of having a 20-minute press conference. Did he take questions or he just...
No, he didn't take any questions.
No. Okay. All right. Wonder why. Did anybody know why he didn't take questions? Isn't that usually what happens?
Well, even the media, which has given him a lot of cover over the past, is like, okay, this is a record-setting thing. Like, you combine the time that it's taken the last two presidents to do a press conference and combined it, I mean, it's record-setting how long it's taken him. So... Mm. People want to see him answer questions and do it and talk about the border crisis and talk about the vaccines and talk about all of this stuff, and he has not done it yet. And his White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, keeps saying, yeah, we're going to do it. So,
yeah. Well, a lot of the address and a lot of the focus this week has been on the anniversary of the COVID shutdown. The news media always loves anniversaries, so this was the week that was, in a manner of speaking. It all started in... sort of a full flush a year ago this week, and most of us have felt it and not liked it by any stretch of the imagination for the past year. And the headlines, if you will, our discussion topics, the things that have been on the top of the list other than Donald Trump and the election, have all had to do with COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats. People love all of that stuff, and it has gone on and on and on. This week, in fact, is number three behind the – this is quickly raced – number two this week, quickly raced to the top of the heap. That is the situation on the border. I know a lot of news media that likes Biden not focusing on this, but this was a real misstep, I think, in what – well, they should have just left things alone, although he said he was going to leave a lot of the Trump orders in place. But they've opened the gates – and not knowing whether these people have COVID or not. I mean, there are all kinds of questions and concerns, but it's a mess on the border, it would appear, once again. And to give Trump his due, it wasn't a mess for most of the 4 years that he was president. So now, you know, immigration, are there new immigration bills, or we're just trying to live by the old rules? The old rules were not so good anyway. So where does this go? I guess that's the question, ladies.
It's two separate things. Yes, there is a push. Right now, you're going to see a lot of stuff that's happening. There's some gun control legislation. A lot of stuff is being pushed quickly because Democrats hold the House, the Senate, and the White House. And I think there's some question. Certainly Nancy Pelosi is very astute politically, if you say anything about her. And I think she knows that there is a very real possibility that in 2 years' time, she will not be Speaker of the House. It looks like we're getting closer to
the majority
switching
there. It'd be better if it was 2 weeks'
time
that she was gone. Right.
I would agree with that. But in any case, they're trying to push through a lot of stuff. So there is going to be an immigration bill that will be pushed through probably relatively quickly. But that
why
is
do we
not
need
what's
a new
happening
bill?
On the border.
Why can't
right.
we live by
well,
the
they
old
want to give,
rules?
They want to give amnesty to, they say it's 11 million, but some people think it's a much higher number than that, the people who
great.
Are in here. Dreamers and that sort of thing are in that group. So that's one thing. But what's happening at the border, it's not unique to a Democrat or a Republican sitting in the White House. There was a migrant surge in 2019. Trump was criticized for it. They said he was that it was a crisis and that he was putting kids in cages. Well, now it's worse, and they're not acknowledging the same way. We know there's a lot of hypocrisy. It happens all over the place. But in 2019, Trump went to Mexico and made a deal with the president and said, we're going to organize this process, and people who are here seeking asylum or trying to enter the country are going to wait in Mexico before they're allowed in. And it brought order. It was working. It was working great. And then Biden came in and wanted to reverse everything that Trump had done at the border. And so he reversed all of that. And within 50 days, now you see kids in cages, except more of them. You see this onslaught of people, unaccompanied minors, so now they're going to go into the custody of Health and Human Services, which is a huge draw on the system anyway, a drain on the system. They don't know where to put these kids. And then you have a lot of people who are just coming into the country as well, adults and all kinds of people that are coming in. And they're not able to articulate whether or not those people should come. And so they've been pushing the Biden administration to say that the border is closed. The border is closed, and there's been some going back and forth on that. And, you know, how they get this under control, I don't know. The Department of Homeland Security Secretary is asking for volunteers to go assist Border Patrol because their agency is being overrun.
Yeah. Bad situation all the way around. Okay, I'm going to bounce around a little bit instead of going directly from number 10 to number 1 on the story side and the people side. I think that we need to pull a few things out here, give them a little bit more time. I'm not too sure that we need to spend a lot of time on COVID, frankly. You ladies agree with me? Don't we all pretty much know what the status is, getting our shots and all this stuff? I don't think we need to. And there's not much controversy.
I think the biggest focus now is looking back. Yeah. It's looking back on what
Why?
We did. What good does it do
to look back? It's the rearview mirror.
Right, but I think it marks the anniversary of what was. So if that's kind of the big story about COVID this week is, wow, a year ago when we were hearing we were going to take 2 weeks to flatten the curve, would any of us imagine that we'd be sitting in the positions we're sitting in today?
Yeah, okay, but, you know, I'd like to try, because there's so many things that are on here, including a number 6, what's going on with Iran and China, the Chinese military buildup now, finally people are waking up. Remember I said, how many weeks ago was it that you heard me talk about the number of people that are not people and institutions like these big state-run, the retirement programs, CalPERS, I always use that as an example, because they have like $8 billion or something of state employees' money that they manage, and they put a whole ton of it into Chinese military companies because they're very profitable, and here they are building up their military, and who do you think they're going to use the military against? Hello? Duh. They're not going after Russia. They're not going to attack Italy. They're not going to attack Canada. If they attack anybody, you're looking at look in the mirror. And so we have this. Now people are waking up to it and saying, oh, my God, what are we doing? Hello, is it too late? I don't know. We were talking earlier on the DJV program about how the money that we borrowed, you know, it's out on the marketplace for people to buy up our debt. And who's buying up most of it? At the beginning, at least, Trump said no to the Chinese, to borrow money from the Chinese. They just, you know, granted, wasn't great for inflation because they were just printing money. But is that better? What's the more important thing to get in the way of? Chinese?
Weakening the dollar or selling our debt to China? Huh.
Yeah, right. What a great choice, huh? And China has created
this
whole
thing. Do you have a C?
None of the above. All right, 14 after the hour, we continue on the overview of what's going on News Talk Radio, the complimentary piece to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael, Jennifer Horne, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the air here. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, internal data. Quick fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, 17 after the hour, the DJV overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. courtesy of the list that are published not only on our social media, but at talkers.com as well. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner will go through some of the important social media things as they apply to the story listener in a few moments. But I would acknowledge first that Jennifer was on Newsmax this week having a conversation. What were you talking about, the weather?
That's one of your areas of interest. Uh-huh. Yeah, we were really going
That's always big on Newsmax.
Yeah. No, we were doing a special.
The Democrats caused the bad weather. It's their fault.
That's right. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, you know, that's what Democrats say about Republicans with climate change.
Of course.
Sure.
It's all your problem. You are with Gorka,
right?
We're
talking about the Biden speech. Yeah.
Okay. And what did you say about the Biden
speech? Was that with Dick Morris? How about that, your old Biden
Morris? There is a name from the past. A moldy, oldie, goody goldie from
Mark
Morris
Halpern.
Used to be on this program all the time.
Do you remember that? I know.
He was always
I don't.
Here.
I've never worked with him here. No.
Really? It was before you were here? Good God, it goes back that far? Morris was on. He and Ellen Ratner were great friends, and he and I became great friends, actually. I haven't talked to him for ages. What a character. I mean,
he's one of those few men that like to rock a mock turtleneck.
But don't forget, those of you who... Dick Morris, why do I remember that name? Just remember sucking toes and Bill Clinton. That's all you have to remember.
What? Not that comment on my friend.
Bill Clinton's toes.
No, he didn't say he was Clinton. He was Clinton.
Make sure you give it some separation.
Okay. So he was
Although
Clinton.
Maybe that happened. Who knows?
Listen, anything was possible back then. So Morris was Bill Clinton's chief political strategist. Brilliant guy. He's written a number of books. He's one of the smartest men I think I've ever met. Always had some good, strong answer or reason for doing things. And then he got caught. His wife caught him with somebody that liked to have her toe sucked. And so the whole business, his credibility, of course, went right down the tube. Clinton dumped him. And as soon as Clinton dumped him, he went to the other side. And so
yeah, he got ticked that Bill dumped him because he felt like he did a lot for Clinton, and so then
he became a Republican.
Yeah,
right. So he's now all over the place. Every right wing Republican loves him. He's always, you know, he's touting all of that side of the street. He was a gun for hire, and the fact that he so quickly went to the other side was certainly indicative of how easily influenced he was by a big check. But you know, even though I think I said that to him a couple of times. We actually had. Not, I don't mean to belabor this, but I'm just sitting here with tears in my eyes, remembering some of the stuff that we talked about, that he and I talked about on the air, and then the things that we talked about him after, you know, he sort of disappeared, and his wife was going to divorce him. His wife was somebody of accomplishment. She was quite accomplished. I forgot what she did, but Ellen was it? I remember what her name. Is, but she wrote a book with him and basically kept him under her thumb, or has since then. So anyway, that's the Dick Morris story, folks. You heard it. This is the only place you're going to hear that discussed this week. It's 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech, but Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at libertynation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get to the trending stories that are a part of the countdown, a part of the charts this week in Talkers Magazine. Jay Kirshner finds that to be among many of her jobs. Her jobs are aplenty. She's got lots of things to keep her eyes and her ears on. And the list of things grows every day. So the weekend, this is not, I'm surprised he's not on the list of people, because he says he's going to boycott the Grammys, not just this weekend, but forever. So what's the story behind the story with that, Jay?
He cites that there are quote-unquote secret committees that determine which artists are nominated, and that's been something that has kind of been...
Of course there are.
Yeah, spoken about a lot, that there's politics involved with
Grammys. Of course
there
is.
Not just the Grammy Awards, but any award show. And he's just saying, you know what, I don't want to play your game. So after being snubbed for this year's Grammys, he's like, nope, I'm not going to attend the Grammys, no after parties, I'm not going to submit my work for contention, I'm completely done. He's brilliant.
And let's be honest, he did the Super Bowl this year. So
yeah.
I don't know how many people are going to watch the Grammys,
right.
The virtual
yeah.
Grammys. Maybe there'll be an audience, but he did the dang Super Bowl, so I don't think he's losing out by not.
You know, you look around, though, you hear this sort of thing from people who are members of SAG, the SAG Awards. You hear this from people who would be Oscar contenders. You hear this from people, any of these awards. Hell, I could say it. I've been nominated 4 times for the Radio Hall of Fame and haven't gotten in yet, and mostly it's because I'm not a member of the club. I'm not a member of the team. I don't belong to the good old boys network. In terms of radio, I have my own shop and I don't work for a big company. And so, you know, my name may be bagged. There are a lot of people who are my friends who have supported this, but listen, is it life or death? No, but I get what the weekend is saying, because it is. There's a cabal of people in most of these organizations that they do the selecting. It's like it's politics without there being Republicans and Democrats involved. You know, isn't that basically it? Wouldn't you say that was a good description?
Yeah, that is definitely what people are saying about it.
Right. All right. So in the package of items here, certainly what went on with the Royals, the situation that you continue. Look at these list. Number 7 on the list is Prince Harry and Meghan. And so we're looking at one of the trending items, Jay, looks like Prince William addressing the claims that there is racism in the royal family. What's the reaction to that?
Yeah, he and, almost said Meghan Markle, Kate Middleton, they were visiting an East London school, and as they were walking outside, a reporter asked a quick question about it, and Prince William just said that nobody in the family is racist, the family's not racist, and he just kept moving on.
What do you expect him to say? Yeah, my mother is a big racist.
I'll tell you who it
my
is.
My wife, yeah. Yeah, what else is he going to say? Yeah, my wife, man, you can't believe what she says about black people. That's exactly what they're going to say. Yep, duh. All right, anyway. So another one of the items that's trending is the president's direction when it comes to vaccines, making them all available in the next month or so. What are people saying? What's the input on that?
Almost everyone is excited about this. Well, some are pointing out that how is it going to be available to all adults by May 1st when they're still struggling to get their 70-plus mother or grandparent or father vaccinated? Mm-hmm. It seems like there's still so many issues with the 70-plus currently. How is this going to work?
Because it's the states. When you get the states involved, they start screwing things up.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You think, Jennifer? Come on. That's not really true, is it?
Broadcasting from California today.
Right. Okay. And on the trending list is the daylight savings time switch. and whether or not to keep it. Most people are saying what?
Yes, we are all united in the fact that we don't want to do it anymore.
Really? I'm tired of it. I'm
get
not going to
get rid of daylight saving time and standard time switch. Just pick one and stick with it year-round.
All right. Pick your spot there. Okay, so that's this weekend, spring ahead. A little info for you to chew on the DJV overview of what's going on with Willow News Talk Radio, 28 after the hour. Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you, that you have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs, there's no stimulants, it's safe even if you're on medications, and it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new Afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments or you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com. Or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across some Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Did you know that the City of Red is a retailer in the North State? They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's 34 at the hour here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. And I say DJV, that stands for Doug, me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, and Victoria Keelan. And the other J is Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this week, so we have Jay and Jennifer and Doug at the ready talking about the items that are important here on the story list and the people list, kind of bouncing around a little bit because I think that's important. One of the names, actually, because Trump's name is at number four, seems to be going down on the list, there's an associative story that I wanted to get a little info on, Jennifer, regarding Michael Cohen, who was the personal attorney for Trump at one point in time. Apparently, he's met with prosecutors from the Manhattan DA's office. I was thinking when I first thought, okay, well, he's helping them with Andrew Cuomo.
No.
This has to do with the tax thing. What is this all about?
Well, I don't know exactly what they're looking into, but, yeah, this has been – the Southern District of New York has won several cases all the way up to the Supreme Court as to what and how they can investigate a past president. And so they have his tax returns, which was the big story a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and they've been looking through things. Clearly the investigators there are using Michael Cohen, who I don't know, maybe every prisoner gets the sweet treatment that Michael Cohen did, but Michael Cohen as a prisoner was allowed to go out to dinner in New York, so it didn't sound so bad for me. Maybe,
but I thought he got pardoned. Didn't Trump pardon him?
No, not Michael Cohen, no. Well,
really? I thought he did for some reason.
And so, you know, I'm sure he probably made some sort of deal to spill whatever his story to them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, now, as long as we're in New York, let's get to Andrew Cuomo, who's number eight on the people list this week and number eight on the story list. So he's got a double, he's a pre-performer, if you will. He's under fire. Is it the Me Too movement that's responsible? Is it the general society? And does he have to go? And will he go is the question, yeah?
I don't know if he will. It doesn't look good for him. He has said all along he's not going to resign. He has an ironclad backbone, and so I think he's going to fight it out as long as he can. But almost everybody who's in elected office in the state is calling for Cuomo to resign, including Bill de Blasio, which it's important
like
to point
anyway.
Out that these two do not like each other. They hate each other.
He's a waste of time.
Right. And it seems that sometimes, even in the state, that Republicans are more favorable to Cuomo at this point than even some of the people who are on the far left. They've always not liked him because they thought he was too moderate. So he's got the nursing home scandal brewing. It looks like he directed his office to cover the numbers of people who died in nursing homes over the summer. Mm-hmm. And there are a couple of reasons for that. He didn't want Trump's Department of Justice to know, number one. Number two, he was also selling a book. And that could also have some criminal charges levied against him if it's proven that he was putting these policies, killed people, and then he was profiting off of that. That could look really bad for the governor. It already does. And then you've got the sexual harassment charges, and now more than just harassment, now you have allegations from this latest woman, the sixth woman to come out against him, that he called her to the governor's mansion in Albany. She got there thinking she was there to work, and that he touched her inappropriately and was groping her under her shirt. And now the police are involved.
Imagine
in this
matter. Visualization, putting your mind into gear. You know, it was, you know, it just... When you think about this sort of stuff, you just don't think that men, you know, mature men do this. At least not in my world, they don't. But apparently in everybody else's world, they do.
Yeah. The other thing to that's worth noting is that this week there was a story, and it kind of got swept under the rug. Again, the sexual allegations are taking all of the oxygen out of the room with Andrew Cuomo. But there was a story that came out that indicated that 23% of senior citizens who died in this past year from COVID-19 died as a result of the governors in four states putting COVID-19 positive patients into nursing homes. So think about that. Almost a quarter of dead senior citizens came from the Governor Cuomo in New York, the governors of New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, Whitmer, who's getting her own trouble. Those four governors putting sick COVID-19 patients into nursing homes killed, directly or indirectly, a quarter of the seniors that died. That's a stunning number. And if you're a family of a victim, somebody who died during this time, are you going, wait, did grandma die or did my mother or father die because, number one, I couldn't be there to be an advocate, and number two, because of the policy changes that allowed sick people to recuperate in nursing homes?
Wow.
That's stunning.
Yeah, it really is. All right, now, another name in the news this week is Derek Chauvin. He's number 9 on the people list. Chauvin, how do we pronounce that?
I think it's Chauvin.
Doesn't make any difference much. Okay, so he's now being tried for third-degree murder. Why wasn't it first or second-degree murder? How'd they arrive at third-degree murder? There have been six jurors.
So he's not eligible for first-degree murder because I don't think anybody on the planet thinks that he premeditated, followed George Floyd around, and then murdered him. That would be first-degree murder. But
right.
He is facing second-degree murder and manslaughter. Prosecutors had asked for third-degree murder as well as a charge, and I think there was something back and forth in the courts in Michigan about whether or not they were going to use that charge, and it even delayed the jury proceedings on Monday. So there was a delay to the trial this week. And then finally the judge reinstated the third-degree charge and started seating the jury. So a couple of things happening. They've got a few jury members seated already. Selection will continue into next week. And now Chauvin is facing, so the jury will be able to choose as they watch this hearing and listen to the proceedings, if they want to charge him with, or if they want to convict him of, that's a better way to phrase it, second-degree murder or manslaughter, or now third-degree murder, which has been newly assessed. And third-degree, we haven't heard a lot about that because it's only eligible. I think you can only have third-degree murder charges in, like, three or four states. And Minnesota just happens to be one of them. So,
yeah. All right, so there have been six jurors selected. Another 8 are needed, and one wonders, how do you find a jury pool that doesn't have a taint attached to it, who doesn't have an opinion about whether this guy is guilty or not? I think that's the most difficult part of this whole thing, frankly, isn't it? Finding a jury. How'd you like to, Jay, sit on a jury, or if somebody asked you, it came up to you and said, all right, Jay, what do you know about Derek Chauvin? And can you be a fair, I always love it, can you be a fair and impartial juror? And of course, yeah, of course I can. Yeah, right. No. So have you ever been on a jury, by the way, either one of you?
I haven't. No.
I have.
Yeah. All right. Guilty is charged,
I have,
right?
And it was, it was guilty. And it was,
sequestered?
No. I've never been with a company that really, like, pays you to be on jury duty. Typically, those are, like, government employees that get to do that.
Right.
And so when you don't get paid to be on a jury, they always give you kind of the less consequential one. So I was on one that lasted maybe, like, 5 days, 4 or 5, maybe 3 days. Mm. And it was, both of them didn't speak English. So what was crazy is that one only spoke Spanish and one only spoke Mandarin. And so you had to have three interpreters.
Welcome to Los Angeles, folks.
Yeah, it was so confusing because you had one person say something in Spanish, interpret it to Chinese, one person say it. I mean, it was a mess. So you're trying to figure out what was going on. But essentially a woman hit a guy who was crossing the street and, like, touched him. But, of course, the guy had all of these medical issues. And so we ended up ruling against the guy who was trying to take her out for medical issues.
Good.
But
I can have you sit down. I have one of the guys on my farm did the same thing. And I'm being sued for $140,000.
It's incredible.
My truck hit her car doing 2 miles an hour. She claims to have had a back operation, transmission right. fell out
That's
of the
what
car.
This guy did. Yeah. It's like, what was the transmission held in with? Scotch tape? Like, what?
Yeah, right,
I don't know.
Right.
This guy went, he didn't even go to the hospital, or the hospital, like, sent him away as a joke. And then he found some reputable medical center in East L.A. that he went to. It's like,
I'm sure. East L.A. is full of medical. Yeah,
I know, and he came in with,
centers.
Like, the cone around his neck. It was just
right.
so
oh, yeah. Lovely. As long as we're talking about California, number 10 on the people list is our pal Gavin Newsom, who's doing a fine job as governor of California. You're right. Everybody's supportive of him. Woohoo! No?
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Gavin's sweating this week. He had to give the state of the state, and it was a much different tone. Even the favorable news media in the state said that he was giving kind of a pathetic attempt at a rally speech during
pathetic.
A state of the state address.
He's pathetic. He's pathetic.
And the organizers behind the Recall Gavin 2020 effort have so far collected 2,060,000 signatures. They've Great. Turned in 1.8 verified signatures, and all they needed was 1.5 verified signatures. So yeah. they're well right. on their way.
Ready for the top 10 stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine. We've got them for you here on the countdown. At number 10, focus on what's going on in the weather. The storm that started in the western Pacific did a lot of damage in Guam and Hawaii. A lot of damage on the west coast, a lot of big snow. Now the storm moving across the country by the end of the weekend. We'll have all kinds of wild weather on the east coast. Number 9, the educational situation, speaking of storms. Number 8, what's going on with Andrew Cuomo. The Royals interview, number 7. Chinese military buildup and who's paying for it, number 6. Censorship and social media, 5. Biden and his cabinet, 4. The COVID, number 3. The border situation, immigration problems, number 2. And the stimulus package, the passing of that and how it's affecting our economy. Number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. In a matter of moments, I want to spend a little bit of time on one of the stories that it's sort of a 10A story this week. Women, the International Day of the Women, wasn't it this past Monday? Wasn't it Monday? Monday
yes,
or Tuesday
Monday.
This week? Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monday. All right, so we'll focus on that in a moment as we continue looking at the charts and talking about what's going on appropriately in News Talk Radio here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Need cash fast? Figure can help. A Figure personal loan is a smart, fast way to get up to $50,000 from the comfort of home. Just go to figure.com and apply online in minutes. You can check your rate without affecting your credit. Whether you need cash for past, present, or future, Figure can have you funded in as few as 2 business days. Stop paying those sky-high interest rates and consolidate debt at a lower interest rate. Just go to figure.com. That's figure.com. Figure Lending LLC. Equal Opportunity Lender. NMLS 1717824. Terms and conditions apply. Figure.com.
Talk Radio Review, Talk Radio Lists, that's what we have. They are published every week at djvshow.com and also on the Talk Radio TalkRadioCountdownShow.com and also at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. Number 10 on the People List, Gavin Newsom, Governor of California. police officer or former police officer Derek Chauvin is number 9. Andrew Cuomo is 8. The Prince and Duchess are number 7. Merrick Garland is 6. Dr. Fauci is 5. Donald Trump is 4. Nancy Pelosi is 3. Mitch McConnell is 2. And Joe Biden out on top, as you might expect. Here, that's the people list this week. According to the folks doing the research at Talkers Magazine, I'm Doug Steffen. Now, 46 after the hour, the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is our focus here. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, the International Day of the Woman, or what is the official title? Women's Day. Sounds like a magazine. Is that magazine still around? Women's Day. It used to be.
Yeah.
Is that still around?
I think the grammar of International Women's Day is wrong. Wouldn't it be International Women's Day or International Woman's Day?
Day of the Woman, right?
Right.
Is that what it is? Kind of.
I don't know.
So what about this? We more or less, I don't know, we didn't pay that much attention to it on the DJV show, and I don't know that I need to apologize for that because I know anybody else on the air that is one guy and three women doing a radio program. So it's not like I'm ignoring women, or the women are being ignored here, but is that the case? Are women still feeling like they're getting the short end? The pay differential is still there. I've been talking about this since I started doing talk radio in 1974, and one of the first issues I remember talking about was the pay disparity in what men get paid versus what women get paid. Hello, how many years ago was that? And still, we have the problem, right? So, you know, what do
we
do?
Let's see, Phil, how much money do you make?
Right.
Just kidding, Phil.
Jay, Jennifer, want to pay. Yeah. Are we hopeful that things are changing? And was that the appropriate, was it just about pay, the focus this week? Or was it about jobs, women in politics, certainly having more women in the military, women in the boardroom, women.
That stuff. And women's,
yeah.
I mean, Women's History Month is this month, and I think we look back on important women that have made contributions to the country, to the world, in the arts and politics. So I think it's all of that. I think it's all encompassing.
A couple of interesting items from the women's desk. Michelle Obama says she's going to retire from public, or at least considering it, public life. One wonders what that means. She's quoted a New People magazine article that she picked up knitting. There you go. In the meantime,
popular quarantine activity.
Right. She and her husband. I mean, it's not like she has to work. She and her husband, since they got out of office, have made deals with four or five different companies, netting them about 168 million was the last number I saw. So maybe she can afford to retire. She's a pretty good lawyer, though, I've heard. So too bad if you have a. Even if you don't get paid, you know, maybe she should be representing. Who am I to tell her what to do? But you know what I'm saying. Go help people, represent people that need help and can't pay for it, in terms of the law, anyway. And you'll be happy to know Susan Sarandon says she's open to dating somebody who's been vaccinated. Okay.
Are she and Tim, what's his face, Robbins, no longer together?
Nope, haven't been together for a number of years. Where have you been?
Who?
I'm sorry, and I know that, and you don't? Wow.
Sorry.
That's a statement and a half. It's 10 before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners. Broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fritz, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-503-8676. Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year. 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676. That's 800-503-8676. 800-503-8676.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Drill Sergeant!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half a man, half a motorcycle.
In life, there is no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you.
All clear.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policy starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our Talk Radio Countdown Show, the circle of friends gets tighter because now it's just Stephen, J.J. Wiseman, and me going at the top stories, the ones that have legal ramifications, because Steve's a college law professor, he is a practicing attorney, he's dedicated a website called Scamicide to helping people out who have legal problems with being ripped off. All right, so there's basic bottom line stuff, though, this week, Steve. The border situation, the legality, the immigration, no matter what you think, whether you think we ought to be helping these people or not, the way it's being done, most people, no matter what side of the fence, literally and figuratively, they're on, know this is a mess. So how does it get addressed? How does it get...
It's really serious. I mean, the country has long had a problem with immigration, and Congress, you can't help but hearken back to Mark Twain, who said the opposite of progress is Congress, hasn't done enough. I mean, you have parts of the country like in Arizona where they loved illegal aliens because they had them, and immigrants, because they came in and did work for them and sometimes got paid under the table without benefits. Bottom line is we do need immigration reform. We do need to be able to not just check the security but the safety and to be able to accommodate. It really has to be a priority, and it's one that the country needs. It's not even because it's the right thing. We have a declining birth rate. We need the labor. We need people and the talent. And I, for the life of me, I can't understand, except for the pure politics, why this has been delayed so long. But hopefully, maybe this time something can be done.
We're responsible for our own demise. All right, number six on the people list is Merrick Garland. What do you think of his nomination, his being confirmed? What kind of an AG is he going to be?
Well, he would have made a terrific Supreme Court justice as well. You know,
That's last week's news, pal.
Exactly. But I can't help but laugh, and I wonder if he chuckled a little when he got so much Republican support. He's a real solid choice for Attorney General, and I think people are going to be very, very happy with him. You know, he's not doctrinaire, you know, left or right. He's reasonable. He's tough. He's thoughtful. He's compassionate. I mean, this is what you want in an AG, and I think even, you know, some of the Republicans that voted for him and some that didn't recognize this. I think it's going to be a welcome change and also a great deal more professionalism back in the Justice Department. So I'm very excited. He's got a difficult job ahead, but I think he's up to the task.
So now we could start a rally, Justice for Cuomo. Wait, where's he going? No place fast, I guess, at this point.
I'll tell you what amazed me, Doug, was the fact that even Democratic leaders in New York were asking to start impeachment. Absolutely, the accusations against him should be taken seriously. They should be investigated independently. But, you know, let's just not throw out someone based on accusations, you know, no matter who you are, Republican.
Hey, man,
Democrat,
it's the Me Too movement. We got to get rid of anybody who may have stuck his hand up a woman's blouse and...
Well, you know something? Maybe. Maybe we should, but we don't know if that happens. You know, I look back in retrospect...
Well, he's been accused of it. Come on. The news media says that he did it.
Yeah, I look back at it and wonder if Bill Clinton should have been removed.
All right. So now, what recourse do we have in terms of our educational situation? That's number 9 this week. The unions have made a disaster out of this.
We look at it and we talk about how great America is, and America is a wonderful country.
Yep.
But when you look at what's happened to our education system, particularly science and math, and then don't even get into the issues of English and grammar, it's fallen down. And to a certain extent, it's been a system. To a certain extent, I've seen teachers that can't spell. So this is something we really can do. There is money committed to it as far as education in the new stimulus bill, but we need the kind of reform that came about in 1957 when Sputnik was launched, and all of a sudden the country's saying, how come we're so far behind?
Yeah, exactly.
And that's where we need, and we need that kind of revolution. We can do it. We've got the talent here. But as you say, there's issues with teachers' unions that are protecting really defective teachers. There's a system that isn't taking care of science and math and phys ed. It's important for the kids to get exercise. So we need to make that national commitment that we did in the early 60s.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a Deere. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. FEMA's been called in by the Biden administration to help manage and care for the record number of unaccompanied immigrant children streaming across the U.S.-Mexican border.
Customs and Border Protection says more than 9,400 children crossed the southwest border alone between January and February. Senator Bill Cassidy tells Fox News Sunday,
"You can't help but notice that the administration changes and there's a surge."
He says President Biden's moves to undo Trump administration immigration policies have sent the wrong message.
It has to be our border is closed.
But Senator Chris Murphy says the latest surge began months before Biden took office.
This president inherited a mess from Donald Trump when it comes to immigration. He's trying to fix it in a humane way.
Murphy also appeared on Fox News Sunday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Chicago streets continue to run red after two people are killed, a baker's dozen wounded, 7 of those critically. Gunfire early Sunday morning at a party on the city's south side. Victims range in age from 20 to 44 years old. No arrests made, but police are continuing to investigate just what led up to the shooting. The increase at the gas pump continues.
The average retail gasoline price is up 25 cents in the past 3 weeks. It is now $2.89, and that's 51 cents above what it was 1 year ago.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg.
The high is San Francisco Bay Area, 386. And the low is Baton Rouge at 248.
Lundberg says the price has climbed 72 cents since November 20th. Australians rallying in cities, demanding justice for women, calling out dangerous workplace cultures as the government reels from 2 rape allegations. And Taylor Swift making Grammy history. Her album Folklore won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year Sunday night, making Swift the first female artist to win the award three times. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Some Republicans are Capitol Hill calling on President Biden to boycott the 2022 Winter Olympic Games, which will be held in Beijing. Others say they oppose boycotts because only the athletes get punished. But many instead want the IOC to revoke China's role as host and stage the games in another country. Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher told the Salem Radio Network this week that Democrats and Republicans differ in their views of the Chinese government.
The biggest difference is an argument within the Democratic Party right now about climate change, which I referenced before. In other words, if you believe that climate change is the existential threat, then it naturally leads you into a more cooperative approach to China.
Officials say the Paris region may be headed toward a new lockdown as new variants of the virus fill up intensive care units and limited vaccine supplies drag down the country's inoculation efforts. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An 83-year-old Asian grandmother allegedly was spit and punched in the face in Westchester, New York.
The disturbing incident is the latest in a spate of attacks against Asian Americans that have increased during the coronavirus pandemic because of the virus origins in Wuhan, China. Nancy Toh fell on the ground and hit her head and blacked out momentarily. By the time she regained consciousness, the suspect had fled, but police arrested 40-year-old Glenmore Nemphard, whom they described as homeless. Patrick Frost reporting.
The founder of the Guardian Angels and radio talk host Curtis Sliwa set to toss his red beret into the New York City's mayor's race. The 66-year-old Sliwa launched the Guardian Angels 40 years ago in response to a growing crime problem in the city. Sliwa says as a Republican candidate, his platform planks include reversing police budget cuts, cleaning up the subway, and bringing back business and tourists. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. And I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Nine.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we open this time with the cop drama Broadway Is My Beat, and then we'll ride with the Royal Canadian Mounted Police as we present Blair of the Mounties. Before that quarter-hour serialized program from the mid-1930s, we begin in the early 50s with a radio series starring Canadian-born Larry Thor. The son of Icelandic immigrants grew up in the province of Manitoba, and after serving as an announcer and newscaster in his native country, he moved to the U.S. in 1946 and would work for various Los Angeles-based stations. Thor was then an announcer for a few CBS network dramatic programs, including Rocky Jordan, The Green Llama, and Suspense. His boss on Suspense was also his boss on this police drama, producer-director Elliot Lewis. The music was handled by Alexander Courage, who later composed the theme song to the original Star Trek. In this episode, you'll hear Louise Lewis as Margaret Elgin, with Bill Boucher as Ray Ford. Also listen for Charlotte Lawrence, Billy Hallop, and Steve Roberts. Charles Calvert is Tartaglia, and Jack Crucian is Mugovan, in a broadcast from April 5th, 1952.
Broadway's My Beat, from Times Square to Columbus Circle, the gaudiest, the most violent, the lonesomest mile in the world.
Broadway's My Beat, with Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover.
The time comes to Broadway when the April day summons its warmth, its winds, its plumed sprays of sunlight, departs the avenue littered with its promises, and the defeated and the unfulfilled swarm back into the subway entrances and wait on the stifling platforms, in the dim, sallow light reflected from walls of stained tile. Wait for the going home. Wait for the death of a day to happen in some other place, the hall bedroom, the front stoop, some other place where shock will be gentler. And suddenly, through the steel corridor, a hot, dry wind races in the depths of earth, and on it the fury of hurtling steel, and they surge forward to meet it. Soon they will be home. In your office at headquarters, the April twilight drifts in. Somehow its touch startles the man you've been talking to.
Hey, it's evening. It's evening already. What do you know? How long have I been spilling my heart out to you, Mr. Corbett?
An hour, maybe more.
Time flies. A guy tries to clean up his conscience, ease the soul, and it takes longer than he thinks. I ain't keeping you from anything, Mr. Corbett.
No, you've got all the time you need, Mr. Greenhouse. Go on.
Oh, not much more to tell, except what I told. I see a murder take place, I report it. Common decency, I figure.
What you call a murder took place over a week ago. How come it took you so long to give in to the call of decency?
You got a point there, Mr. Clover.
Tell me.
See if I can explain it to you.
Try hard.
With all my might. I was a bookie once, like I told you.
You told me.
Look, let me recap it, huh? So maybe it'll make sense to you it takes me a week plus to confess I saw a man push another man off a roof.
You were a bookie. Take it from there.
Yeah, a bookie. Until you boys came up with a thing to throttle initiative, dull the pioneer impulse of it. So I pit my brain against society. Try to come up with a respectable dodge. To earn my nut waffles and juice. But my mind has been in such a tight rut with 12 years of making book, all I can come up with is burglary.
And that's when you saw it happen, while you were robbing an apartment in the East 30s.
You got a whim that says I robbed? I didn't. I tell you, this murder made such an impact on my conscience, I didn't rob, and I never will.
According to our books, what you saw was a suicide. The suicide of a man named John Elgin.
How books can be mistaken. Ask me, I know.
You could identify the man if we found him, the man you say pushed Elgin off the roof, the man you say is a murderer?
Identify him? I would draw my eyes into slits, pretend I was in the emotional turmoil of over a week ago, witnessing the event from a fire escape across the airway, and I would try to identify him. You find him, and I sure would try. But I make no promises.
Yeah. I ask your pardon, Mr. Greenhelm.
Well, it's okay. But for what?
I didn't let you finish telling me why it took you this long to come to us with what you saw.
Forget it, kid. It was like this. I had some washing to do. My conscience, my past, the foolish notion I could be a successful burglar, which I am obviously not equipped, too emotional. This washing took me such a time. I now give it to you to hang out to dry.
All right, you can go for now.
Forever I can go, Mr. Clover. I can forget I saw a murder with my own eyes. Well, thanks for everything. You've been a dream.
And watch him as he moves to the door. Stops.
I'm glad I came here. What a load off the old chest.
And leaves. The complete man. The happy citizen. Then turn your swivel chair around the window. Briefly watch the city leap into the night. And hear the sounds of it as quick and new and fleeting as spring wind on the strings of a harp. Walk away from it, because the quality of this night is laced through with death talk, and so for a policeman, this night is work time. So the intercom, the order, the requisition, and the squad car is waiting downstairs. The drive to the East 30s, and the address trapped in the cone of the car spotlight. And four flights up and walk back, and the bell is to the right of the reef.
Yes?
Good evening. My name's Danny Clover. I'm from the police.
Another one? I thought whatever business I had with you people about my husband was over, done with.
There's a few more questions, Miss Alden. May I come in?
Yes. In here, please. Now, what are your questions?
Are you convinced your husband killed himself?
Yes.
I see.
Well?
Has it occurred to you that someone might have pushed your husband off the roof?
No.
Suppose I told you someone had seen your husband murdered.
Well?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Someone saw it happen.
Who?
Did your husband make a habit of spending much time on the roof?
Who saw my husband murdered?
Well, that doesn't matter right now. What matters is that it's going to start all over again, Mrs. Elgin. A whole new investigation.
I see. All right. My husband and I didn't get along. There was some talk of divorce. Never materialized. My husband was a moody man. He used to take walks. He used to walk down the hall, up the steps, onto the roof, and stare, and smoke, and pace. One night he jumped. Now.
Now what?
Now take each one of the statements I just made and investigate them. Who saw my husband murdered?
I told you.
Yes, you did. Very well, lie to me. If this is a method, do it. No one saw my husband murdered. Of course not. My husband's dead. My husband killed himself. I hope he rests in peace. Now get out of here.
Don't move, Danny.
Huh?
I make this request of you. Just don't move. Stay where you are. And from this sculpted pose, congratulate me.
Something good has happened to you, Gino?
The best. The natal day of my youngest Amelia is riding fini across yon spring sky.
Huh?
It was a beautiful day for the birthday of my youngest, Danny.
You should have told me before, Gino. I forgot.
You would have presented her with a present. What's a present when you can do what you can do?
What can I do, Gino?
At your leisure, call up my Amelia on the telephone. Wish her the many happy returns. For a girl who has just become a woman of 11 years, Danny, a call from such a grown-up fellow wishing her a wish, what more can such a woman ask?
I'll do it, Gino. First free minute I get.
How well I remember the night she came to us. How almost she was born under the sign of the Flying Red Horse.
What?
The sign of the Flying Red Horse, Danny. Where I had to stop at the gas station to refuel the borrowed machine in which Mrs. Tartaglia and I were making our scheduled journey to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
This, of course, explains my Amelia's interest in such posies as Pegasuses and other beasties that fly with four legs.
Of course.
Well, Danny, now that we have disposed of the frills and flipperies, the work, huh?
Well, whatever you say, Gino.
And then to deceased John Elgin, whom we have called suicide, and with which verdict others differ.
Well, what about him, Gino?
This about him, according to our files. He was once picked up in a raid on an after-hours joint 3 months ago. With him was a woman, name of... let me adjust the specs to see. Name of Gladys Haywood of 1217 West 73 Street. The only memento the deceased John Elgin left to us, Danny.
Give me that name and address, Gino.
Here.
Thanks. Now, get Detective Muggerman. Have him meet me with a squad car. Oh, and Gino...
Yeah, Danny?
It will be too late to call your Amelia, so you give her my kiss. Good night, Gino. Leave headquarters again. The ride with Detective Muggerman now up Riverside Drive, and this time of night is one with the river. Black. And the lights, flung downward from places far away, shimmer briefly and are gone. And the swift ebbing figures walking hand in hand by the water. And the lonely ones who stare at the moon's curved reflection, and the huddled ones who look for nothing at all. The river at 10 o'clock on a spring night. Take a turn on the 70s, park the car, and a house to find again, and a hall to walk, and a door found.
Hello.
Gladys Hayward?
I'm Gladys.
My name's Danny Clover. I'm...
Police?
That's right. You mind if I come in?
Oh, I don't... Come in. You going to stay long enough to sit? Sit. If you don't like it, I'll turn it off.
Well, that's all right. We can talk.
No. Now what?
I'm trying to find out some background about John Elgin. Your name came up.
On account of that raid.
That's right. Was that the only night you were with Mr. Elgin?
I had about a year with him, mister. You want to try to believe something? I'll tell you something. I almost married him.
He had a wife.
I know. I met her. I had a chat with her and tea with her. Handshake. Looks into each other's eyes, woman to woman. Very civilized and up to the minute afternoon. I rang her bell and told her I was in love with her husband and wanted to marry him.
What was her reaction?
Smiles. She was all for it. She didn't like Mr. Elgin. She told me that when bent from the waist to pour the tea and looked up at me and smiled. About a month ago, this tremendous thing happened.
Mrs. Elgin was going to divorce her husband and you were going to marry him, is that right?
The plans I have.
What's happened?
Pick up that book beside you, mister. War and Peace, it's called. I can't understand what it's about. The music I was listening to, I don't know what it's about either. Mr. Elgin gave me those things. And other things. First he said he loved me, and then he was going to educate me. From something simple, everything got complicated. His divorce. I don't know.
So you broke it up?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I couldn't be a wife to Mr. Elgin, but... See, there I go again, calling him Mr. Elgin. I never could get around to call him by his first name. I sent him back to his wife and told him to stay there, and he thought that was the best idea. You see, a girl like me wants... What do I want?
Can you tell me why anybody would want to murder John Elgin?
I don't know. I don't know anything. Maybe I should have married him. Now what have I got to do? Date with a guy at 11:30. I guess you better go now if that's all you want.
Good night, Miss Hammer. Let's go, Muggerman.
Yeah, let's go. It's just over the radio, Danny. You're shooting two blocks from here, liquor store.
Come on.
We'll be back with more of Larry Thor starring in Broadway Is My Beat after this short break.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Drill Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
They're even shaped like hearts. So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice, meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Ghost Heart-Shaped!
Happy Heart Shapes are back for a limited time. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
In life, there's no stopping.
Don't stop.
But if you do, make sure no one is behind you. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
And now let's get back to Broadway is My Beat. This is When Radio Was.
There he is. On his back on the floor.
Now what's your name, mister?
Ray Ford. This is my liquor store.
All right. Tell me what happened, Mr. Ford.
Well, a couple of minutes ago, that guy on the floor there walked in there for a bottle of booze. So I gave it to him, and he broke the bottle on the counter, shoved it at me, and said, give him money. Hey, I better get to a hospital or something. My hand's bleeding like a stuck pig.
How'd your hand get cut like that?
Yeah, a little tussle we had. I grabbed the bottle from him. He kept coming. So I took my gun from under the counter and let him have it.
You know who the man is you shot?
Yeah, how do I know?
I know. His name's Greenhow.
Cut his wallet, Danny?
I didn't have to. He was in my office a few hours ago to report a murder. He also told me how fast time fled. He told me he wanted to have a clean conscience.
Is he dead?
Yeah. Dead. When April comes to New York, Broadway slows down its pace to let spring come in. The walk is a kind of dream walk, languorous, rhythm to a pulse of cadence neon, to sun-worn blues yawned out a loudspeaker. And when nighttime comes, the street is filled with the sudden traceries of color that dart and ebb and dart again, and the swift laughter that spills out of doorways, perfume, warm and intimate and fleeting. So follow the crowd on Broadway. Lend your heart to it. Maybe this night will never get away from you. But it does. It always does. And in the corner of night where I was, there was no quality to the color. Where white walls touched one another, the pyramids of shadow in between, the emergency hospital, and Dr. Sinsky and a man whose hand had been cut.
Think it'll leave a scar, Doc?
Over a period of time, it'll go away. Perhaps a slight itching now and then. You are a lucky man, Mr. Ford. No ligaments were injured. Now, hold still for just another minute.
Where do you live, Mr. Ford?
1212 West End Avenue. Watch that bandage, Doc. He was a little tight. Watch it. Watch it!
My prerogative as a physician, Mr. Ford, to calculate of a bandage whether or not it gives you some pain. Please don't jerk your hand away again.
You have a license for this gun you killed Greenhow with?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Now, bend your arm at the elbow, Mr. Ford.
Sure, I got a license for it. My store was held up 5 times, Clover. After number 5, I got me a license. I got tired of donating to the Hoodlum Society of NYC.
Let's slip this around. Please, Mr. Ford, a little cooperation. This is just a slip.
Yeah.
thank you.
Did you ever hear of a man named John Elgin, Mr. Ford?
Elgin?
That's right, John Elgin.
Can't say as I have. Finished now, Doc?
Yeah, all right. In a few days, go to your family physician and let him look at that hand. He'll dress it and take out the stitches when it's healing. Get off the table now.
Yeah. Look at this, will you? Arms dolled up like I was in an accident or something.
A killing, Mr. Ford.
Oh, what would you do if your store was knocked over five times? Kiss the heister and hand him your register? Yeah, I killed him. What'd you give me a license for a gun for if you didn't think I might have to use it?
Sure, okay, Mr. Ford. You can go now. I'll get in touch with you when I need you. No, that's right, that way out, Mr. Ford. And the spring night is in full possession now. Its odors drift the corridors, seep into the room, blend with the acrid scent of pain present, pain past. The night wind of spring ripples a discarded ribbon of gauze stained with scarlet, floats it, traps it against your ankle. So leave this edge of night. Walk a street that leads into the blind alley of sleep. Walk, think, remember. The man who came to you, told you he'd seen a murder committed, and in a few hours the man was dead. And another man, Ray Ford, liquor dealer, who was weary of robbery, so got a license to kill. The licensed violence to kill a man who said a murder was committed, had seen the cascade of death from a rooftop. The death of John Elgin that we had called suicide. Then the end of walking this spring night, and open the windows of a room. Sleep. The next morning at headquarters, pick it up again. Consider again why a bookie named Larry Greenhow had brought you, a week late, the eyewitness account of John Elgin's death. Consider again the manner of the bookie's dying.
If you've got a minute, I got something for you, Danny.
The interruption. In motion, Detective Margovan in, watch him kick a chair to the man he had brought with him.
Sit down, make yourself at home.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Detective Margovan. I am tired. It's nice to meet up with a considerate man.
What do you got, Margovan? Mind you...
The polite fellow there, Danny. I want him to make your acquaintance. It's Al Tedrow, Lieutenant Clover, Al.
Indeed, a pleasure and a privilege, Lieutenant.
Why did Detective Margovan bring you to me, Mr. Tedrow?
I honestly don't know. I've been minding my own affairs, leading the good life.
Al here was leading the good life in the show up this morning, Danny. The boys picked him up around 3 last night. How many times have you been picked up like that, Al?
Oh, I don't like to brag, but I should say I've been rousted in round numbers, Lieutenant. No complaints. Baker's dozen. The boys are usually proper with me.
Al's a beggar, Danny. Real pro, educated, polite. Tells his private brand of heartbreak, dimes and small change.
What's that got to do with me, Michael?
When the boys picked Al up last night, he had the best part of $2,000 on him. Tell the lieutenant where you got it, Al.
Oh, with pleasure. Let's see. Yesterday? Yes. Yesterday I was summoned by Larry Greenhow to his favorite phone booth that he calls home, there to receive the payoff on a debt he owed me, a gambling debt I thought he had welched on. $2,000. Lovely number.
Larry Greenhow, the man who was shot down.
Same bookie, same man who told you couldn't find a respectable job to keep him in coffee and cake. Same man pays off $2,000. Now dead. Gotta be something.
Danny Clover speaking.
Dr. Sinsky, Danny, got something down here I want you to look at.
Where are you?
The morgue. Right away, Danny?
Right away.
Here I am, Danny, over here. The reason why I called you and asked you to come down here to the morgue is...
You said you had something interesting to show me, Dr. Sinsky.
I said interesting, Danny, because to you, a policeman, that is a proper word. As far as I'm concerned, to me, it is merely a function
of...
Come on,
come on, Doctor. What did you ask me to come down here for?
I'll show you. Larry Greenhow, Danny.
Well, did you do an autopsy on him already?
Merely a superficial examination. Now, here. Look.
A welt on the front of his thigh. What about it?
Post-mortem lividity, Danny.
What?
A very simple thing. A person who, after he is dead, lies in one position for an hour or two, develops such a welt, as you call it. Hmm. Seepage of blood to the lowest part of the body. Physics, Danny.
You mean Greenhow was lying on his face after he was killed?
Yeah, probably with one leg drawn up under him. I took the liberty, Danny, to call down for the photographs taken at the liquor store where Greenhow was found. Now, did I use the right word?
Lying on his back. Yeah, you did, Doctor. It's interesting, all right.
Thank you.
Where's the nearest phone down here, Doctor?
Through that door.
Thanks, Dr. Sinsky. Thanks a lot. All right, Miss Elgin.
All right, what?
This is why I called you. This is why I picked you up. This is where we're going. You can sit right there in the car, Mrs. Elgin, and I'll get back in and we'll drive downtown and I'll book you for murder. Thanks.
What are we going here for?
Mrs. Elgin.
I asked you a question. What are we going here for?
You'll see. Come on. I want you to do something for me.
What?
Go in that vestibule and knock on the door. I'll wait here on the stoop.
No.
All right, let's go back downtown.
What do you want of me?
I told you.
I didn't kill anybody.
All right, you didn't kill anybody. Go in there and knock on the door.
No one's home.
Knock again. Again.
Margaret.
I didn't want to do it. He made me. He made me, Ray. I didn't want to do it.
What? What, baby? What are you talking about?
Inside, Ray, inside, both of you. Thanks, Mrs. Elgin. All I needed was that the two of you knew each other.
Ray, I didn't want to do it. He said he was going to charge me with murder.
Well, baby,
He was going to charge me with murder, Ray.
What's it all about, Chloe?
How's your hand, Ray? I get twitches. He'll get over it. Tell me again how you cut your hand, Ray.
Like I said, with a bottle. What's this all about, Margaret?
I don't know, honey. I guess all we can do is listen to Mr. Clover.
Tell what for? What do I have to listen to him for?
He thinks John was murdered, Ray. I don't know how he got that idea. I swear I don't know how he got that idea, Ray.
How'd you get it, Clover?
You killed a man named Greenhow in your store last night. He told me Margaret's husband was murdered.
Yeah, he told you Margaret's husband was murdered. So? Who else is he going to tell?
No one. You took care of that.
What would you do if your store was knocked over five times? Kiss the heister?
Hand him your register? Yeah, yeah. Greenhow wasn't killed in your store, Ray. Where'd you kill him? Here?
You going nutsy? Sure, I killed him in the store. Blood all over him, wasn't there, where I shot him?
Your blood. You cut your hand on purpose after you shot him. Look, Ray, there are a couple of things I can do. Have tests run on your blood type and Greenhow's, or have technicians tear this house apart looking for signs of blood. I figure this is where you killed him.
Gee, Ray. You're in a lot of trouble.
Shut up.
I didn't say very much. I just
said... Shut up!
You killed Greenhow because he saw you push Mr. Elgin off the roof. Because he was blackmailing you.
You told him that, Margaret?
You told me to shut up, and I'm good to shut
you
up.
You told him that, Margaret?
He didn't need to, Ray. I learned that Greenhow paid off an old debt, a big debt. So I'd ask myself the question, where'd he get the money? And why did he get the money? Why? Because he saw one man kill another.
What did I kill John Elgin for? What motive did I have? You gotta have a reason. You gotta have a motive.
You had a motive, Margaret.
I still look good to you, Ray, honey.
You almost had Margaret when her husband fell in love with another woman. But he went over it. Went back to Margaret.
It was very touching. Gave me a speech about there wasn't going to be a divorce, ever. He said, let's start all over again. You remember, Ray. I tried to explain that to you. You're so hot-tempered.
Margaret, for the
love... So hot-tempered.
Margaret. Oh, it's over now, Ray. A little ex-book. You knew you were a murderer and blackmailed you. Then you got tired of paying him. So he came to me, labeled it murder, and went away.
And Greenhow wasn't lying. He didn't tell you I'd killed Elgin.
That's right. Greenhow didn't identify you. He just came to the police to frighten you. He just reported a murder. When he came back here to tell you what he'd done, you killed him.
Margaret, help me.
Can I talk now, Ray?
Come on, help me.
He never said your name. Why didn't you pay him?
He would have said it.
Not if you'd have paid him.
He would have said it!
How hot-tempered he is. Knows everything. Him. Burns our life away.
Mr.
There's a special moon over Broadway tonight. It dips low and mixes with the laughter, the clack of heels, and the light flung downward from the spectaculars. And people look at it, point at it, wink at it, and run into whatever shadow they've planned for the night. It's Broadway, the gaudiest, the most violent, the lonesomest mile in the world. Broadway, my beat. Broadway's My Beat stars Larry Thor as Detective Danny Clover, with Charles Calvert as Tartaglia and Jack Crucian as Mugovan. The program was produced and directed by Elliot Lewis, with musical score composed and conducted by Alexander Courage. In tonight's story, Louise Lewis was heard as Margaret Elgin and Bill Boucher as Ray Ford. Featured in the cast were Charlotte Lawrence, Billy Hallop, and Steve Roberts.
The John Elgin Case, as presented on Broadway's My Beat on April 5th, 1952. As I mentioned earlier, musical director Alexander Courage later composed the theme song for Star Trek. According to the Internet Movie Database, although they would never be used, there were lyrics written as well. After Courage had finished the music, Star Trek's creator Gene Roddenberry penned words to go with it, allegedly in order to allow him to collect half of the song's royalties, which would be quite substantial. I'm Greg Bell, and moving on. Next on Wind Radio Was, we ride north of the border for Blair of the Mounties. We'll be right back.
Love and hate, and the black sea rocks, and a lunatic's moan at midnight. And no help on this earth for a wounded heart but time itself. A tide was rising now, and rising fast. And hidden by the darkness, a wave curled and broke, and time ran out.
Bob Bailey stars as insurance investigator Johnny Dollar in Radio Spirit's Fatal Matters Collection. This 10-CD set is regularly $39.98, but when Radio Was listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey33.
Join us, won't you?
Order Johnny Dollar Fatal Matters today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Bailey33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Yesterday, we told you about Tech Easy. It's a website to help make using and understanding your tech a lot easier. So how does it work? We asked Tech Easy's Jared Kahn.
One is, if you're searching for a specific product, you can come to our website and navigate through all of the different products that we have, choose one, and we can set it up, deliver it to you, set it up, get it up and running on the spot whenever it works best for you. And the second is, if you already have the product or you have technology that you work with often, like your computer or your phone or whatever it may be, you can also just get Techspert help, our tech experts. And so we can come by for, you know, however long you'd like. We start at an hour. And they'll come and help you with whatever's going on and make sure that you're up and running at the end of the call.
And that house call can also happen virtually.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time for Rhys Davies as Colonel Blair, as in Blair of the Mounties. This broadcast is from June 15th, 1935.
Blair of the Mounties, a story of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
We present the 20th episode in Blair of the Mounties, being the second part of the story of the Canada Western Bank robbery. In the first part of our story, news of the robbery of over $100,000 in currency breaks. Two men are arrested on suspicion. Mason, the bank cashier, and old Danny McBrennan, the night watchman, an ex-member of the Mounties. Blair goes into action in defense of old Danny. As our scene opens, we find Blair and Marshall discussing the case at police barracks. But, Sergeant, you mean to say that you have a solution to this thing?
Yes, I've got the solution.
And you know who did it?
Yes, I know who did it.
Well, but I don't follow all this.
Now, have a little patience, Marshal. I've given the lead to the city police. It's their job, you see. And if my idea works out, we ought to know something in a little while. In the meantime, let's go over the whole case. Perhaps you'll see what I'm driving at. Now, what happened first? And mind you don't miss the little
thing. The first thing was that Danny McBrennan, night watchman at the bank, states that at 11:05 last night, the manager, Blake Fishbury, drove up to the bank in a cab.
Anything suspicious in that statement?
Well, not suspicious, but unreasonable. Fishbury was proved to be out of town at that time, attending a public function where lots of prominent people saw him.
And what do you conclude from that?
That Danny was out lying or that he was mistaken.
Or that he wasn't mistaken and wasn't lying.
But that's impossible.
Well, we'll pass that up for the present. What's the next item in Danny's statement?
He said that the bank manager gave him a $10 bill, sent him to the Craven Hotel for some cigars. The Craven House is 12 blocks away from the bank, and it took Danny 20 minutes.
Yes. Now we switch over to the statement of Mason, the cashier. He was working late in the bank. He, too, swears that Fishborough, the manager, came in at about 11:05 and chased him off to bed. Mason immediately went upstairs to his quarters over the bank. Or so he says.
It's funny that neither of these men remarked on their surprise at seeing the manager back from his trip.
Bravo, Marshal. That's an important point. It brings up a possibility. But we'll pass that one, too. Let's get on. What next?
The next thing is that Danny gets back with the cigars and finds the manager gone. That makes him suspicious. He goes upstairs and gets Mason, the cashier. Mason spots a package of bonds that must have come out of the safe, opens the vault, and finds the currency gone.
All right. The city police arrest both Danny and Mason. On suspicion. What's the case against them?
The case against Mason is that he knew the combination of the vault. He slept above the bank and had no alibi. In fact, he admits being there at the time.
Yes, now the case against Danny.
The case against Danny looks bad. The $10 bill he claims the manager gave him for the cigars was one that had been put into the vault when it was closed that afternoon. It's a mixed-up business.
Yes, anyhow, here's Andy McCross of the city police in a deuce of a hurry. Let's hear what he has to say.
Good morning.
Hello, Mac. What can I do for you?
You can give me an explanation. The whole city's swarming with Mounties checking up on the Canada Western case.
No, don't tell me.
You better call them off or there's going to be trouble.
Me call them off? Well, I'm not running the force, Mac.
No, but you're at the bottom of all this foolery. I tell you, we got that night watchman, Danny McBrennan, cold, and Mason, too. They're remanded for trial at the Assizes.
So I heard. Well, you see, Mac, Danny used to belong to our lot. Naturally, the boys are out to do what they can. If you have a case against them, of course, it's all right.
Well, what's wrong with the case, anyway?
Better sit down, Mac. We were just talking it over. What do you think of this story that Mason and Danny told?
You mean about the manager himself stealing that money and giving Danny the $10 bill for the cigar?
Yes.
You don't mean to tell me you believe that story.
I do, Mac.
Why, the thing's ridiculous.
Yes. Too ridiculous to be a lie.
What do you mean?
Just think it over, Mac. Mason, the cashier, is a pretty smart chap. If he was cooking up a story, funny you wouldn't think of a better one than that.
I don't see anything funny in it.
All right, we'll have the best lawyer in Canada to defend old Danny. Wait till he starts on that case of yours. I have an idea you'll see the joke.
See here, Sergeant. Have we not always worked with you before now?
Yes, I know what's coming, Mac. All good policemen should stick together.
Well,
eh?
But no...
Now, forget it, Mac. That stuff is out. We're working for Danny. I was bluffing just now when I talked about hiring a lawyer. That won't be necessary.
Why not?
Because I think we're going to have this case cleaned up before night. And Danny will be a free man.
No, see here, Sergeant. If you have a line on anybody for this thing, I have a right to know it.
I wouldn't be too sure of that, Mac.
But I'm sure of it. And another thing. You've got 50 men out on this watching the roads and the trains out of the city and checking up hotels. And if you don't pull them off, there'll be a complaint into the commissioner of Annoon from the mayor of the city.
See here, Andy McCross. You try to pull that comic policeman stuff on me, I'll make you and your whole outfit look like 30 cents before the day's out.
But hold on now. What's the trouble?
The trouble is, we arrested Danny McBrennan. He was in the police. There's a dozen or more of us here on this station that served with Danny through the storm and the cold up in the Arctic. Danny never told a lie in his life. You've got a nerve to arrest a man like Danny.
No, I begin to see.
Well, don't strain yourself, Mac.
Well, what is it you want, anyway?
I want Danny out of that jail.
But listen here, I cannot do that, Sergeant. They want a little bail. It's a serious charge.
I'm not talking about bail. Release him to our custody. We'll be responsible. If he's wanted, he'll be here. Then we'll help you on this case.
Well, maybe we might fix it up for you.
Better get busy and send Danny down here. I want to talk to him.
I'll do my best, Sergeant. But man to man now. Could you not just give me a line on what you got on this case?
Not while Danny's in jail, Mac. But I'll do this much. See this man wanted notice?
Sure. We'll have it ourselves. There's so many of them that I haven't had the time to be studying them all.
Well, just take a good look at this one. It's important.
John McNaughton, alias William Grover, wanted for burglary and assault in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yes, he crossed the border illegally 2 days ago. He's up here, Mac. And while we're talking of him, he's the man we have all the patrols after. It's an immigration case, so you can forget about that complaint.
Did you pick him up?
No, we let him through. Wanted to see what he was after. Take a look at his picture, Mac. Forget the mustache. Ever see him before?
Well, no. Can't say that exactly. Know him yourself?
No, but he's very like somebody I'm interested in.
But what's that got to do with a Canada Western case?
Never mind that now. Go and get Danny.
Well, I'll let him out on a public order for questioning. And in the meantime, perhaps I can give a release of custody.
All right, hurry up.
What's here, Sergeant? I wish you'd tell me something.
What is it, Martin?
Is this just a bluff, or has this man McNaughton really got anything to do with the Canada Western case?
I think he's the man who got that $100,000, Marshal.
But what have you got on him?
Nothing yet. Only that he looks like the sort of man who would do it.
What? Looks like? Oh, but look here, Sergeant. You can't pull a man for that.
No, we'd want something more. But the whole basis of this crime is personal appearance. Just think a minute. Fishborough's alibi depends on that. And the story of Mason and Danny rests on the fact that the robber looked like the manager.
Yes, there's something in that.
Never mind that now. Let's go and have lunch. Danny will be here when we get back, and it's going to be a very amusing afternoon.
Stay tuned. We've got more of Blair of the Mounties right after this short intermission.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss Free Fire Radio weekday mornings from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR also has an incredible weekend lineup, including The Plotline, Jefferson State of Mind, Sovereign Minds, and We the People on KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our
Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion.
Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. All winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on February 25th.
Two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad.
And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat.
From Redding, Yamaha Ski-Doo.
Join us for a safe, comfortable, and fun gaming experience at Wind River Resort and Casino. More drawings, more winners, more fun.
WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing.
Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hello, Danny. Come in. How are you feeling?
Well, you know, Sergeant, it was mighty fine of you to get me out of that chair.
That's all right, Danny.
But listen now, it's not over yet. And don't you be troubling about me. I can face the music.
I know, Danny, but you won't have to do that. They've got you out, you're going to stay out. Now, just answer me one question. When you searched the manager's office last night, what did you find?
Weren't a thing out of place.
But in that little room behind the office. Get this down, Marshal.
Well, yes, it's a little room with a sofa in it and a wash basin.
What did you find there?
Well, there was a gray suit thrown on the sofa. It's Mr. Fishberry's. Sure, I hung it up on the stand.
That's all. Did you phone McCross, Marshal?
Yes. I told him to ask Mr. Fishberry to go over to the city police station for an interview. He'd be there by now.
All right. And what about that other thing?
I fixed that up, too. Sent Forsyth and Palmer down with a warrant to arrest John McNaughton in room 47, Craven Hotel. If he was there, they should have him down to the city police headquarters by now.
Good. We ought to be hearing from our friend Mac pretty soon.
What can they do without any evidence, Sergeant? And we better be going down. McCross is expecting you.
No, I'm going to stay here, Marshal. I'm interested to hear what happens when that bank manager sees McNaughton.
But what about all this evidence? Then we better get it into shape.
Somehow I don't think we'll need it, Marsh. Not at present, anyway. If those two men come together, I believe we'll get the whole story without any questioning.
Sergeant.
Hello? Hello, Mac. What's wrong?
Why, I never saw such a thing in my life.
What?
We got the bank manager down to the station, and we were strolling around waiting for you. And when the door flew open, and them boys of yours brought in McNaughton.
Good. What happened?
Oh, come away now. You can find what happened. This fellow McNaughton's the dead spitting image of Fishborough, where there's a life as two peas.
But what happened?
They flew at their throats. And when I got him apart in 5 minutes, we had the whole story. Listen, who is this McNaughton fella? He might be the twin brother of the other man.
Not only might be, but he is. Did you get that money?
Sure, we got the most of it. The boys find it down in McNaughton's room.
Well, that's that.
Come on, Danny, my lad. We'll go down and make out the release for you.
I will not. Listen now, Andy McCross. I'm going out for a drink with Sergeant Blair. Go away and get your dirty papers. Bring them into the office and wait till I get back.
Well, whatever you say. Hold on now, Sergeant. There's just one or two things I can't get in this case. Is this McNaughton really twin brother to Fishborough?
Yes, he's his brother. He tried to blackmail the manager. Fishborough was in trouble, so he planned that robbery.
Well, what about that new $10 bill he gave Danny? Or rather, I suppose it was the brother who gave it to him. How did he get it before the safe was robbed?
He got it out of the bundle that came in that day.
But the teller checked the numbers.
Checked them, yes. He looked at the starting and finishing numbers.
I see. What's the importance of the gray suit?
Oh, that wasn't important. Just the link that put me onto the plot. Fishborough took that gray suit for his brother to put on. The brother didn't use it. But when he got to the bank, he threw it out of the grip to make room for the money.
Yes, it all fits in.
Yes. Come on, Danny.
I'll be with you, Sergeant.
You have heard episode 20 in Blair of the Mounties. Tune in for the next episode in this series entitled The Goose Lake Robbery.
With a supplied broadcast date of June 15, 1935, written by Reese Davies, who also provided the voice of Colonel Blair. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had actress Louise Lewis in a featured role on the radio police drama, Broadway Is My Beat. Well, in 1957, she would be seen as a high school principal in a cult classic horror film featuring a young Michael Landon. It also inspired a 1985 picture starring Michael J. Fox. I'll add the answer, then wrap up when radio was... right after this.
MusicRewind.com brings you 100 hits of the great crooners, a four CD collection of silky smooth original recordings sung by your favorite artists.
I get misty.
Order 100 hits of the great crooners at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today and save over 10% off the original price. Pay only $19.98, plus save on shipping. Just enter or mention promo code WOW33.
Someday, the very thought of you.
That's 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com to get this special sale price of only $19.98 and reduced shipping. Remember promo code WOW33 to get this amazing deal. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is elegant, sophisticated, and versatile. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high contrast touchscreen is Pantone validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland certified for eye care, and features a precision engineered 360 degree ergo lift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen to body ratio. Its latest 11th gen Intel Core processor and gaming grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and before we took a break, I mentioned that veteran actress Louise Lewis played a high school principal in a 1957 cult classic horror film. The answer is I Was a Teenage Werewolf, featuring a young Michael Landon. It was spawned various sequels, and it clearly inspired the 1985 movie Teen Wolf, starring Michael J. Fox. Well, folks, we're done this time around. Be sure to visit us, though, at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.